What's poppin'? It's the Tuesday show. The Tuesday Drew and Mike show. Lordy, lordy. A lot going on, as always, here in the DealsInTheD.com studios. I've got some breaking news coming up. If it was absolutely ragingly breaking, I would break it right now.
Ragingly?
It needs some time, so I'm going to mention right off the top that there are concert announcements. Rage versus the Machine, July the 13th.
Boy, their name sounds totally different when you say it like that. Versus the Machine.
Rage takes on the Machine, July the 13th.
Sounds like a children's book.
That's an LCA, right?
Yeah. It's a Monday night, too. And yeah. Run the Jewels is opening for them. It's like a concert made for me.
Does Rage not do the Sheds?
They haven't toured in 20 years. Remember, they just got there. That was the one band. Every time you talk about bands that you want to see reunite, it's the one a lot of people I know, Brandon, you're with me, wanted to get back together because Zach just didn't.
I'm sure everyone just wants to see them anywhere, but I just thought it'd be nice, July 13th.
I think last time they were at Palace, so yeah.
Okay, LCA will be great. I'm sure that thing will go fast.
Oh, man. So
and then
fast.
Janet Jackson.
Miss Jackson.
And she's at Little Caesars Arena, so I guess she's still a big touring act. I mean, when she's out, she's out. People go. Even though she had her breast bared on the Super Bowl.
Oh, now it's common. It happens every day. Didn't it happen the Oscars last night?
Oh, yeah. Janelle Monáe's boob was popping out.
Oh, but she buttoned the button, didn't she?
Yeah.
Didn't she button it up?
What a pro.
Big kitties.
That's July the 24th at 8 p.m.
Yeah, all right. I'll see you guys there.
And then I got to tell you, this one is so exciting. I was listening to Backstreet. Was it Backstreet's?
Backstreet's back. All right. Dun,
dun, it's got that long intro, too. I was playing off the Google Play one. It's got that. Backstreet, can you play it?
I'm looking for it.
It's got that, really huge buildup. And it also has, I think the captain, Daryl Dragon, plays on this. It sounds like that Love Will Keep Us Together keyboard, doesn't it, at one point? I'll point it out when it gets here. Anyway, the boys are back. July 23rd. Little Caesar, crank it, man. I can barely hear it. 8 p.m. Tickets are available. Valentine's Day.
You missed the post. You should have started singing all over it upstairs.
I know. I just get so jacked up when I hear it.
I'm going to try to make this work.
Boys will be boys.
Here we go.
Rock your body.
Backstreet's back. All right.
There's Daryl Dragon right there. Doesn't it sound like the captain?
Oh, my God, we're back again.
Ooh.
Oh.
The lyrics. Oh, my God, we're back again.
Oh, boy.
They weren't gone that long when that song came out.
Whoever came up with all of the musicianship, and I'm not saying it's the Backstreet Boys in any form.
I don't think it is.
The bass part, that's pretty savvy.
It's got a big, fat bass line.
Nah.
There it is. It's Daryl Dragon on that song. I can smell Daryl Dragon a mile away. When he's involved in the song. Anyway, yeah, Backstreet Boys, how exciting is that? God, if they open with that, oh, my God, that place will just spontaneously combust.
Wow, yeah.
Is that a show open for them? It's got to be, right?
Yes.
Because it starts out, it's like, look, oh, my God, we're back. So
I'm actually curious where in the set Backstreet Boys have decided to play that.
Boy.
Maybe it's okay. The first part of the encore because they left and now they're back for the encore.
Right.
That's true. And they're back for good, too, because the tour chugs on, right?
Uh-huh. Exciting.
Judy's rolling her eyes a lot.
No, they just played in, let's see, when they were in Hawaii.
Don't tell me they didn't play it.
They started with this tune. I don't even know. Wait a minute.
In Hawaii?
What?
Why are they playing in Hawaii?
What will Rage open with, by the way?
Oh, I can't wait.
Killing in the Name of?
Yes!
No, that's got to be an encore.
Yeah, that's an encore.
Bomb track?
Eh. Many options. Many options. Have they said anything about the tour? I mean, was there anything to go along with? No color commentary?
No. Well, you know they're doing Coachella, and they're doing a few. Oh, there's some color commentary. I think proceeds go to charity.
Oh, that's nice.
That is nice.
I have a problem with that.
Hey,
their last concert that they did in 2011, which was like a one-off, they started with Testify.
Yeah, and then Bomb Track, People Listen, Know Your Enemy. Wow, that's a great set list.
Yeah.
It's kind of that's the same as Tinsley Park.
Kind of let down. I thought you were talking about the Backstreet Boys when you said their last show. I don't remember when their last show was.
Tickets are on sale for them.
Everybody!
Thursday, 10 a.m.
Do we know when they play Backstreet's Back? What was that song called?
I'm looking.
With special guest Daryl Dragon.
His hologram, because he's dead.
I thought I heard Dragon on that for a second.
Dragon. Wow, they did a bunch of shows in Honolulu and Taiwan. Okay, here you go. I'm
just it's a really soft
okay, while you're looking.
What's the name of that song that you like? What's it called?
Backstreet's Back.
Backstreet's Back. Hold on.
Backstreet's Back.
Everybody.
Valentine's Day is coming up.
It's the number.
Get your sweetheart in the mood with a gift from Lover's Lane. Now, there are three ways to shop for all your bedroom essentials. Loverslane.com, 35 locations, and the all-new sexdrive.com for the hottest stuff. And Lover's Lane brings you Facebook Live. Are people popping off already? Yes, they are. Featuring quality sex toys at Lover's Lane. Vibrators, fun and exciting toys for couple. Sex Drive also has an incredible selection of erotic apparel and naughty gift ideas. Perfect for Valentine's Day. Shop early. Visit sexdrive.com. Powered by Lover's Lane. We have another Valentine's idea for you coming up. In fact, a new sponsor. So, Stan, I know people get... people love it when I tease new sponsors. There's nothing an audience responds to more. Okay, everybody?
The average set list for 2019, Everybody Backstreet's Back was the 24th song in the list of 31 for the set list.
So it's not even...
I'm kind of surprised they can do 31 songs.
I am too.
Especially with all that dancing.
I know.
I mean,
that's exhausting.
Quit Playing Games is like right in the middle, too. It's ridiculous.
What do they lead off with?
Everyone. I don't know that song.
You know, I saw...
Wait, they have a song called Everyone and then Everybody, too?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, that is seriously... I'm being serious, but not really serious. That is a huge issue for these dancing acts now. Right. Is, you know, I'm too tired to sing, so I have to lip sync. Otherwise, there'd be no words because I couldn't get it out because I'm dancing so hard. And often it's just flipping obvious. Sometimes I think they sing with a bow vocal track. I always think that's kind of lame. I thought last night, I thought I heard a lyric when Eminem didn't really have the microphone near his mic. Did anybody else notice that? Because I thought he was doing it live.
No, he is, but they also have a lot of rappers have backing tracks because there's so many words.
Yeah, so in between
pretty
breaths.
Common.
Anybody else notice that?
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty common.
Yeah.
I thought I did, but
I mean, the performance
was
fine.
Because he kept, you know, like taking his mic and pointing it at the audience because everybody, you know, sings that song.
Everybody.
Stop it.
Yeah. Well,
your body. And at that point, you couldn't hear anything. So that's why I thought he wasn't.
So the crowd was not faithfully singing the words.
Well, you couldn't hear him on mic or at all. So, if you had a backing track when he put his mic.
Well.
And I don't know.
It was nice to have. A rocker just pop up. Well, he's not a rocker, but he's a rocker.
Yeah.
Eminem, he's cool. It's a great song.
Well, it Old English D, right in the middle of the Oscars.
And he didn't show up when he won the Oscar for original song, I guess back in 2003.
That's so Eminem, isn't it?
So better late than never.
To wait 17 years.
However, I'm really tired of them bleeping. It seems like, you know, two lines of a song.
Wait, isn't it?
Because there's one bad word.
Wasn't it in Safe Harbor, too? What time was
that?
What time
does Safe Harbor start?
I don't know.
I thought it was 11, but it could be 10.
I don't think it's about the FCC. I think it's more a business decision because the Oscars is a boring family show.
That song has two mother effers and a GD in it that they bleeped.
I'm just surprised they didn't change them.
Wouldn't you think... They could bleep, like, I mean, this is TV in 2020. A lot of technology doing all this stuff these days. Wouldn't you think they could bleep, like, the word or close to it instead of, like, this just blank?
Yeah. It sounded like whoever was
three times
the dump
the song.
Button just went and just
like their hand was stuck there.
I know the feeling too, because sometimes when people really surprise you with an F-bomb or something, you hit the thing and they're like, oh, did I hit it? And you're like, bam, 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 bam. You hit it 10 times and you hit it so many times that it actually resets it over and over and you can't bleep anything for like the next 10 minutes.
You used to hammer that.
Bentley and I used to laugh about that.
You used to hammer
that. It's not a video game, Drew.
You would go back 3 minutes.
Well, you know, your living is at risk with these people. I mean, that's the way I was led to feel.
Yeah, but
now,
just
when it comes to TV, though, you know, the president can say bullshit, and all kinds of people can say all kinds of things, and nobody seems to care.
He's the president, yeah.
But, I mean, we see it.
It was all bullshit.
When guests on shows, you know, just throw out an expletive.
Oh,
and sorry about that.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
But well, Drew, those would have been fleeting expletives, too, if it's a
last
guest.
Night?
And no, I mean, on our show, when a guest just says the F word, that's a fleeting expletive. So why were we so worried about it?
Because our company didn't want that going over the airwaves. I don't think it was about the FCC, per se.
I remember when we were watching the Nirvana documentary, and you slammed that sucker so many times, and then we let out, like, all these F-bombs because we ran out of dump.
Yeah, it didn't catch up.
That's when you just throw the engineering staff. I hit it.
Right. It's got to be something.
You guys got to fix the dumb button. I hit it.
Bullshit.
Well, yeah, it is a problem when there's a lot of swearing in a short period of time anyway.
Yeah.
Because you're going to have to hit it. You know, if somebody swears four times in 40 seconds, and sometimes you get a, you know, an interview or something where somebody's just letting them fly. Yeah. So it does become a problem.
I don't know. Doesn't it feel good, though, this medium, knowing that you don't have that hovering over you? You don't have to slam the dump button. Do we even have one on this board?
We have a cough button.
No. I don't see a dump button
on
here.
You can just delete it afterwards. I guess.
Yeah. Funny that we... Right. Didn't we get cough buttons before... I mean, it seems like we were pretty quick on the cough buttons for some reason. Was somebody coughing a lot back then?
Here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember.
I don't know. Must have been you.
I mean, I could...
Do you know where your cough button is?
I could think of 10 things that... might seem more important than a cough button, but it is easy. Nice to have them.
That's an easy one to do.
Okay, the new advertiser you guys are so pumped about is Lawnmower 3.0.
Whoa, really?
Well, that's what they want you to buy.
And I think we've got, why don't we turn the thing on? We got some audio of the, get some actual audio of the lawnmower.
Yeah.
It's a little bit noisy, just saying. You don't want to do this at 4 o'clock in the morning. As we are now sponsored by Manscaped.
Whoa, really?
Yes. The best in men's below-the-belt grooming, Manscaped offers precision-engineered tools for your family jewels.
Wash your smelly ass and balls, you nappy motherfucker, you.
Manscaped has redesigned the electric trimmer. The Manscaped engineering team spent 18 months perfecting the greatest ball hair trimmer ever created and just released an improved Lawnmower 3.0. Their third-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to prevent manscaping accidents.
That right there is the key, man. I'm telling you. Instead of two metal. Trudy, you were asking before the show, like, yeah, what makes it so special? Why is it a ball hair trimmer as opposed to, you know, a regular trimmer?
Face trimmer or
it's
something.
Because it's not two metal blades. It's like a, well, you said ceramic?
Yes, ceramic blade.
Oh.
So it doesn't snag.
Because your face is taut and your balls are not.
No, not at all. They're
Trudy,
way more sensitive.
Don't speak for my balls.
Do you want to see my balls?
Don't speak for my balls.
But I think they should.
I never look at the guy's dick and ball.
Who was that?
That was Lou Ferrigno.
Oh, Lou. Okay. Millions of balls are about to be nick-free thanks to Manscaped's advanced skin-safe technology. Manscaping accidents are finally a thing of the past. And when I tell you this is premium, I mean premium. The battery will last up to 90 minutes, so you can take a longer shave.
And in the shower, it's waterproof.
Oh, cool.
And check this out. I don't know why every electric razor doesn't have this. It's got a light on it because things get dark. Things get dark down
Wait,
there.
You had a flashlight shaver on your balls in the shower?
Well, yeah.
It's got an LED light on it that illuminates.
It's got a headlight, Trudy, so you can see everything.
Grooming areas, a.k.a. your balls.
You want to see
many balls look the same, sir.
you want to see where you're going
when
you're
true. You got
manscaped
to.
Down there.
Yeah.
Okay, get 20% off.
Really? Oh.
That's 20% off and free shipping with the promo code Drew. At manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code Drew. D-R-
hey, you got some big testicles to pull this off, bro.
Yeah, you gotta shave them too.
D-R-E-W. That is the code.
And if you're looking
R-E-W.
For that promo code, you enter it when you do your checkout. So it's not like you go to the main page and then type in the promo code. You don't put it in there until you check out.
Manscaped.com. M-A-N-S-C-A-P-E-D.com. If you sound like I'm making this very simple, yes, I'm trying to. Manscaped.com. D-R-E-W. Because generally with these things, you read that promo code the first time and this audience is actually big enough that usually there's some pretty good response with all our promo codes, and then you're in.
Yeah,
I'm not joking. It's a good razor. It is a good. It's a good trimmer.
Yeah, you should test it out.
Testies, testies. 1, 2, 3.
They also sell ball toner. I don't know what
toner.
Oh,
yeah, ball was that toner. So you can shade them and make them look bigger?
Yes, or make it more
like
taut.
When you do that on your face afterward, do you do that on your?
Like a speed bag.
Yeah, taut testicles. Some people really prefer taut testicles.
Yeah, like Harvey Weinstein.
No, this should be a thing, the taut testicle look.
They also have ball deodorant, which I don't know why anybody needs ball deodorant. Mm.
I don't know what it is with some circumcisions, too. They're not taut enough. No, just not taut. Why do I never use that word, T-A-U-T? It seems like circumcision is the only time I think of taut.
Tight and taut. They go well together. And I just want to say, tight and taut, this is a thing my buddies and I used to laugh about all the time. Going back, do you remember Taxi Cab Confessions?
Oh, yeah.
So around the
it was early, a great show.
In college, we used to watch it all the time, and they had a Filipino man in the back seat talking about his transition.
Oh, boy.
And he kept talking about how I want to make it tight and taut. So everything was tight and taut.
Tight and taut.
They go well together. If something's tight, it might as well be taut.
Yeah.
If something's taut, why not make it tight?
I got four cops
perfect
waiting
logic.
To be viewed, by the way. We're going to have a cops guess that arrest or
cool.
Guess that crime or, I don't know, it was a lot of, I don't know, cops. Was that a burp?
No, it was the cops lady, I guess.
What did I hear? What is that?
Brandon?
No, before that.
It's the cops lady. I don't know.
What's, play the phone. What is that?
It's terrible. Delete it.
Deleted.
What was it supposed to be?
I don't know. It's a cops lady. There's a whole mishmash of these. Like
not one that we pull.
Get out of my trailer. I want you out.
Somebody else.
Oh, it's her going, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's like, how you are in trouble, Michael. Just get out of here.
Burps are going to retire me.
I know.
I fucking hate burps.
Jeez.
Like burps?
No, I don't like burps, but I didn't realize how much.
I don't mean human
much.
Burps. Maybe people don't know what a burp is. It's when you play a drop or a piece of audio, and it happens with music, too. And then somebody didn't record it properly. So when it gets to the re-cue, you hear, for example, something with a famous open.
Like what you've won small.
Dun, dun, like Satisfaction. Right. You go, dun, and you just hear, dun, and that's it. And then it stops, it cues.
Yeah.
And then when you play it, too, it goes, it doesn't play the full note either. Because it's not recorded properly.
Wow. You'd be hell if you were teaching radio nowadays.
I honestly swear to God, until that day, remember we had all those burps that day?
I think they were bad drops, and a lot of times.
But I hadn't heard a fucking burp on this show in I don't know how long.
Because we don't have cards.
I don't think they're burps as much as just bad drops, or sometimes Brandon and I will start something and stop it really quick if there's competing or someone talking. Or.
But that was that woman going, huh?
Yeah, that was...
Huh?
Yeah. Question that.
Have you ever done that, though?
Yeah, a lot of huh?
And then you feel like you're instantly like a hillbilly.
Huh? Huh? Okay, I guess...
Huh.
You know, it's kind of strange doing a show for Monday, and then, you know, you've got the Oscars on Sunday night, and I would record after the Oscars. In fact, we recorded during the Oscars and almost after the Oscars. But the Oscars, the Grammys, these award shows have just become so... Sometimes I'll tweet during them and I'll go, why am I watching this? Nobody's even responding to the tweet. You get like 10 likes.
Yeah.
Now, I know people still watch, though. I don't know if our audience is really in tune with it. And it's become so polluted with these fucking messages and these speeches. Ugh, I don't even get that mad anymore. But if I wanted to, I could shoot out a TV. Over some of the dumb things that are said. If I felt like it.
What was last night?
If I had a weapon.
Shootable moment.
There were a few. I would say that Joaquin Phoenix really put he really put the bow around the important messages.
Was it really that important of a message?
He thought it was.
No, I know, but was that an important message for everyone to hear?
That we should stop drinking milk.
Yeah,
because we take it, we steal it from cows. Mm-hmm. Let's play the speech because some people probably didn't hear it. And you know what? This morning, I'm watching coverage of the Oscars. GMA was there. So they were covering it nonstop, almost. And I caught a couple of my usual sites that I go to that are talking about the Oscars. And they're really like sort of, can you believe Joaquin Phoenix? What a nutty statement. What a crazy speech. But if you watched a couple of the morning news programs, you wouldn't know about it because all they did was they mentioned the wonderful tribute to his dead brother River.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. They didn't even go there, Trudy. This was off the charts. Now, I will say this about Joaquin Phoenix. He gives wild speeches and usually, you know, it's that, you know, let me tell you what to do. Because I know better than you. But he's always interesting. He always has a... something interesting about... Yeah, I think...
Is he really interesting?
I think people will talk about him.
Oh, maybe.
Here's my theory on him. He became serious after his brother, and he realized how much attention he got for being too serious. And then he decided that that was his only like go-to thing, was to be serious.
And to be an asshole. Mm. He's a renowned asshole. And he even mentioned that, you know, about getting second chances. Well, with him, it would be about the 20th chance because he is a complete tyrant. He just can be a real ass. And somebody who is that imperfect, complaining about all these things, it's hard to take. But here he is from...
This is his walk-up music. Do you know this song?
His walk-up music?
Yeah, I don't know why he had walk-up.
Does he play softball?
No, when he won the award, this is what they played him on with.
What is it?
Joaquin's song.
What is it?
I don't know.
Oh, it's his music?
I have no idea.
Is it?
You don't know this song, For All the Cows, Foo Fighters?
I don't. Boy, that was a lot of work.
I know. Well, I was getting there.
Well, I didn't know the intro was 30 seconds.
To use our voice for the voiceless.
Oh, boy.
I've been thinking a lot about some of the distressing issues that we are facing collectively.
Pause for one second.
And I think at times...
It seems it's so out of context. You just won your best actor in the world for a fabulous performance. Wouldn't you go up there and be like, oh my God, this is great!
Right.
And I'm so happy, and my mom, I know you're jumping around all excited, and you know my kids, and those can get really trite and cliche too, but I don't know, the whole tone is like, wow, dude, what's the matter?
So somber.
Well, yeah. I mean, cows are dying, Drew.
Cows are all right.
To feel that we champion different causes, but for me, I see commonality. I think whether we're talking about gender inequality or racism or queer rights or indigenous rights, or animal rights. We're talking about the fight against injustice. We're talking about the fight against the belief that one nation, one people, one race, one gender, or one species...
One species, exactly.
...has the right to dominate, control, and use and exploit another with impunity.
Played him off in a chorus of moos.
That went over well, huh?
Why doesn't he go talk to some predators in the wild, too? And eat
other animals. Don't they have rights?
Apparently not.
All right, there's more. No,
he's just paused. He's paused because he's so shaken
the natural
up.
World. And many of us, what we're guilty of is an egocentric worldview, the belief that we're the center of the universe.
Kobe!
We go into the natural world and we plunder it for its resources. We feel entitled
We're humans.
To artificially inseminate a cow. Mm-hmm. And when she gives birth, we steal her baby.
Mm-hmm.
Even though her cries of anguish are unmistakable.
Got milk?
And then we take her milk that's intended for her calf, and we put it in our coffee and our cereal.
Yummy.
We fear the idea of personal change. because we think that we have to sacrifice something to give something up. But human beings at our best are so inventive and creative and ingenious. And I think that when we...
He's really biting off.
Just use love and compassion as our guiding principles. We can create, develop, and implement systems of change that are beneficial to all sentient beings and to the environment.
My God, Jesus Christ.
Now, I've been...
And crowd likes this, huh?
I've been a scoundrel in my life.
Are they being polite?
I've been selfish. I've been cruel at times, hard to work with, and ungrateful. But so many of you in this room have given me a second chance.
No, they didn't have a choice.
That's when we're at our
most
best.
Of them.
When we support each other, not when we cancel each other out for past mistakes, but when we help each other to grow, when we educate each other,
who
when
doesn't
we
want
guide
canceled,
each other toward
I wonder.
Redemption. That is the best of humanity.
Oh my God, he's so deep.
Yes.
Stop talking.
When he was 17, my brother wrote this lyric.
This should have been
up front. He said, "Run to the rescue with love, and peace will follow." Thank you.
Ooh. Ooh.
Okay, that's great. But can he live a minute in an environment that he's describing there, where no one, you know, like we all
I'm
stop?
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
Stop making food, distributing food in any way, and we all have to go out and
if I was another actor, I'd be pissed at him, because every one of these award shows, he is demanding an all-vegan menu. So if you want a good steak or a hearty burger, you ain't getting it when this guy shows up.
No. He's being delicious.
He's and then really they went into the McDonald's commercial for the 800th time.
Being very pushy. And, you know, I saw this thing the other day where people were screaming at Jessica Simpson because she was wearing a fur coat.
Oh, right, yeah.
And Harvey from TMZ came in and said, well, they're not breaking any laws, and, you know, that's okay. And Charles, or Gary Del Abate, the Gary Del Abate lookalike, as Maz so perfectly coined, Gary Del Abate said, well, I don't know. He says, no, this is wrong. And you know, Harvey basically declared it wrong to make fur coats and wrong to buy fur coats. And, okay, even if that's true, are they making a good case for themselves by screaming at the top of their lungs at three different events, at a book signing, as she was getting into her car, and then there was another event, and they're screaming, and they have to be taken out of the room. And I feel like, I think you actually hurt your cause.
Yeah.
I think people think you're fanatical and you're an asshole, and that doesn't help.
I don't think it does either.
And what happened to with the coat?
And also, shouldn't they be screaming at the manufacturers? You cannot educate every person with money. You cannot convince every single person with money that they should not buy a fur coat.
I agree with you. However, we know about it because they were screaming at Jessica Simpson.
But
right? If they were screaming at the manufacturer, do we know? Do we even care?
Well, I understand that.
Because
but
they're screaming at a celebrity. There's cameras around.
But that's not really fair. They should work from
it's
the... They
fair.
Can't stop everyone from buying a fur coat. And and by the way, they... I think when they do that, they just annoy so many people, and she's not doing anything illegal. If what she's doing is so wrong, then why don't they work on changing the law?
Well, there are some laws, anti-fur laws. Was she in New York?
She wasn't breaking any.
Was she? No,
I think she was in California, I believe.
No, I you're right. I don't think it helps them, but it gets the eyeballs.
Yeah, because the eyeballs, I really don't know anyone who went, yeah, good job, you guys. I think most people go, what assholes.
My first thought is, isn't that so 1980s? Aren't we past that thing? I mean, people know not to wear fur now.
Well, they also have thrown paint on people.
Well, that's just shitty.
For, or on their coat,
that's
guess.
That's assault, and, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I think people have been arrested for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, Joaquin Phoenix, he really... We went the extra yard there.
That just makes me hungry.
The biggest three events of the night, or awards, were Joaquin Phoenix. And then I thought it was wonderful that they had the Actress Award after the Actor to show that women are important or more important than men.
Yeah, nobody noticed.
Yeah, bumped up.
That's right.
I noticed.
It's really because a man gave it out, and he got to give it out before the woman gave, or after the
check
woman gave
misogyny.
Out.
Check your misogyny.
Zellweger, did she just It seemed like you just had a lot of words to say. Did you guys hear her speak?
Yeah, but most of them.
Who the fuck is Renee Zellweger?
I think he should have introduced her too. Yeah.
Most of them were the word. What'd you say, Trudy? Like and
No, she's just an. She completely says
Little airhead. She looked great though.
She always looks great.
She's in a tight dress.
I think she's a fantastic actress, and I thought she was fantastic in that role. But you know, in typical form.
Thank you to the Academy. Thank you for inviting me here alongside one of the most
special
collaborations and meaningful experiences of my life. I've said it before and I'm going to say it again. Cynthia, Scarlett, Charlize, Saoirse, I have to say.
Oh, who's
boy,
Saoirse, by the way?
Saoirse Ronan.
Boy, she looked beautiful.
She's a great actress, yeah.
She looked fantastic last night, I thought.
Cameron McCracken.
McCracken.
I didn't even know she was an actress.
Boy, it was a privilege to work with you.
I recognized the name, and I know she'd be
so proud to be in your.
She'd be livid if she heard me call her beautiful.
She was in Little Women.
She's been in other things though too.
Oh, a lot of things. But you got bangs, so I speculate that someone dumped her.
No, I didn't know about.
Because she has bangs.
Because you have bangs, yeah.
What bangs are post dump?
It's a rebound hairstyle.
I've never heard that. It is?
It is.
Okay. Renee.
And going blonde, changing your hair color to blonde.
Renee was utterly fascinating. Somehow I got lost. Can you continue Renee's speech, please? And just give it a listen.
Imprint, Nicole and Dom. Nancy Ryder, thank you for the 25 years.
I love
years.
It when they name people that no
John
one
Carabino.
Knows.
My handsome date of 25 years.
Okay, who is John Carabino? Because he looks like a Harvey Weinstein type sitting next to her.
Oh, he's him?
Is he was really big.
Is he?
He looks like the Muppet Professor.
Oh.
Like,
they're not really dating, though, are they?
I don't think so, because I immediately went, wait, your date's that fat? I mean, I know that's wrong. It's
no,
terrible.
It's not. It's right. She deserves better.
Thank you for always
She's
being
not in his league.
Bigger than I would dare. And for bringing it back to the work and joy and gratitude. My immigrant folks who came here with nothing but each other and a belief in the American dream. How about this?
Not just her parents, her immigrant folks.
Brother Drew, Brandy, Judy, Stone, and Ava for all the love.
They did it the right way.
Possible that makes you believe anything is possible.
Shut up.
I have to say that... this past year of conversations celebrating Judy Garland across gender.
Do you guys have a bunch of conversations celebrating?
I did not. No, I didn't. This is where she leaves the planet, in my opinion.
It's been a really cool reminder that it's that our heroes unite us. You know, the best among us who inspire us to find the best in ourselves. You know, when they unite us, when we look to our heroes, we agree, you know, and that matters.
She's basically a disaster.
Neil Armstrong, Sally Ride, Dolores Huerta.
Okay, Sally Ride.
Venus and Serena and Selena.
Selena.
Bob Dylan. Scorsese.
What? She's just naming famous people now.
Fred Rogers. Harriet Tubman.
Oh, they were all
we agree on
Harriet Tubman. Do people really, if Harriet Tubman died today, would
courageous.
Everybody be calling each other, oh my God, Harriet Tubman died?
Well, yeah, because it'd be like, oh my God, Harriet Tubman came back to life.
200 years
And then she
old.
Died just like John Holmes did.
That was one death that electricity was not needed for because no one was going to call anybody except her family.
I really think it was top of mind because someone was nominated for playing Harriet Tubman. So she just named people that were in movies this year.
Well, in a lot of ways, I agree with her that heroes can unite us because I have my Beatle friends. If something happens, you know, we'll be texting and stuff. Oh. I've got my Elton John friends too.
He and M backstage last night.
I've got my baseball friends, my Cubs friends.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I do have these strange groups of people that are united by heroics.
Well, then I imagine that your Beatles friends were just buzzing last night.
Oh yeah,
they were buzzing.
Yesterday.
Hey, Brandon. Can you see how many? I bet you there's millions of views of this on YouTube.
5.1.
5.1 million? Okay. I thought there would be.
It's probably more people than viewed it live, to tell you the truth.
Just to listen to the song or to see the people who died?
Oh, to listen to the song.
Oh.
Yeah.
No one cares about the people who died.
Billie Eilish.
I care about a few of them. Some of them I didn't know.
Do you care about the big snub last night?
Luke Perry? I love
but half
the well, do they snub someone every year just so we talk about it the next day? I mean, honestly, how do you snub someone every year? It's not that hard to keep up with. What, there's 40 people?
I don't know. It's
Luke
hard
Perry's
to keep
a pretty big name.
Guy. Yeah. Maybe they'd consider him a TV guy.
He's in enough movies.
He's in a movie this year that was nominated.
Okay. The guy, shouldn't we be reading today that the guy that puts in Moriam together, fired, blown out,
canceled?
Well, yeah.
Maybe Luke's the white. Title designer that they just showed that no one knows about should have been blown out and Luke Perry edited into that. Spot.
Okay, crank it up.
Hi, I'm Dylan. I'm an alcoholic.
She's semi singing, so I'm kind of interested.
Yawn.
Love was such an easy game to play.
It's kind of weird to hear her sing, isn't it?
Yeah, that loud.
Yeah.
In a way, she doesn't understand amplified sound either.
Yesterday, she even tried to attack me.
I think she could have sung a little louder, to be honest. But for her, she was singing loud.
Every time she sings.
And
I'm just glad she got over it. I mean, she had a really rough moment earlier when she was
triggered. Oh, Eminem, yeah.
She was triggered by Eminem.
She made the weirdest face, like, what's going on here? And I don't know how this went around or if it's true, but isn't the word that she was afraid of Eminem?
Yeah, that's what the company
said. What does that even mean?
She was scared of him.
Scared of his song?
Yeah, and she can't
crank her up. I can barely hear.
It's hard. She's singing as loud as she can.
You know, I kind of like Billie Eilish because she's unique.
She's all yours.
And I'm not saying I want her. In fact, that's the zone that she doesn't really operate in.
No, I mean her singing. She's all yours. I don't want to hear it anymore.
I'm not really nuts about her singing, but I just, as a person, she seems like an artist who's doing something different. So I'll give her that.
Yeah.
And I didn't mind her version of the song. The song has been covered like 10,000 times.
Yeah.
And I'd say hers is certainly in its own category, and her fans love it, so that's okay.
Okay. But why are you triggered by Eminem?
Mark was pointing out that she has some other heroes.
Well, that story, which comes from Enemy,
mm-hmm.
The quote is, I was scared of Eminem my whole life, terrified. That dude freaked the fuck out of me. Does she not know that
he
it's...
has, like, children that he's nurtured and taken good care of, and...
You know,
he used to get in trouble, but he hasn't been in trouble in most of her life.
Oh.
And then they asked, so the question came because they said, who do you like better, Eminem or do you like Childish Gambino, Donald Glover? And she said, oh, Childish Gambino. And then she gave those comments about Eminem. But then they asked her about Biggie or Tupac. And she said, honestly, Biggie. I feel like Tupac's vibe is cooler. Biggie's voice just feels like a big, heavy, warm blanket on you, which is probably what it feels like if you lay on top.
She's kind of a nut.
Sounds like she feels too much, doesn't it?
Yeah, she does feel a lot.
Feels a lot. I bet she and Joaquin Phoenix had fun talking at the Vanity Fair party last night.
Could you imagine? That'd be an easy conversation to get out of. Like if you were talking to one of them, the other came up and they started talking, it'd be very easy just to back out
edge,
of that conversation.
Edge rant.
Yeah, and just, you guys carry this out. I'm going to go say hi to Brad Pitt. The big winner, you know, Parasite won. That was the huge news, I guess. And all I can think of is, has anybody looked at Boon Hoon Sung's old tweets?
Would it matter, though?
I don't know.
He's not a white guy in America.
What if he had some anti-Chinese tweets or anti-North
Korean? He'd be forgiven.
He
would be forgiven.
Yeah, because we don't really have a dog in any of those fights.
Honestly.
What if he used the N-word?
Oh. Would we know?
He'd survive it.
Is it the same thing in South Korea?
I think so. I think universally, right?
It's a cool name, though. I wish my name was Bong.
I think he'd survive.
Juno.
And his one line, do we have the one line he had at the end when he's speaking in Korean the entire time and then he manages to utter one little statement in English and everybody loved it?
Well, what I don't have that. What is it?
I can find it real quick.
Bong. And Parasite was a big surprise and I'm not sure why that was a big surprise because I heard it was good. I mean,
because it's not in English. You have to read it. It's like a book winning.
Oh!
The last time that happened was Dances with Wolves. I don't want to hear the whole speech.
Dream come till next morning. Thank you.
Play it again.
What?
Thank you. I will drink until next morning. Thank you.
He held up his end of the bargain. They showed them. They're walking around, all dressed up. It's light outside. And I guess they just wanted to go to karaoke bars.
Oh, yeah.
All night long.
Oh, cliche.
Yeah. A little cliche. Yeah.
Stereotype. Cancel him for being his own stereotype.
Okay, what else is important a day later? There's one topic I want to get into, and I'm just so bored of it, but I'll save women directors for now. Laura Dern won her first Oscar. That was great. I like her. She's done so many great roles.
Yay. Didn't she give a nice speech about
her parents?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Did you see who declined an invitation to present an award at the Oscars?
I did not.
Harry and Meghan.
Oh, God.
I don't know why you love Laura Dern so much, but you hate nepotism.
Oh, right. Great point.
Well, I think she's an outstanding actress. I really do.
She's double nepotism.
You like Sean Lennon music, too?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't think it's good.
Like Julian Lennon?
I do like some Julian songs, but I think it's an individual case. James McCartney? No, I don't really care
Stella
for music.
McCartney?
She's a designer, so I wouldn't know.
You wouldn't wear her?
But honestly, I've seen people go, I'm like Stella McCartney, and usually I go, I don't know about that. Do they just buy it because it's Paul McCartney's daughter?
Yes.
No, it's actually good stuff.
No.
Is it really?
No.
Okay.
Wear that outfit again.
It isn't?
No, it sucks.
And then,
I've never had anything.
We had Laura Dern and Brad Pitt, who won his first Oscar for acting. He won one for production, I guess.
Yeah.
And Brad Pitt, he seems like he's like the perfect speaker, man. He just is quick and he gets lots of laughs and... No, he is a likable guy.
Everybody thinks that someone's writing his speeches for him.
He's cool. He's just cool. Well,
no,
he's never been quite this sharp before, has he?
No, and Trudy and I were talking about...
Yeah, I'm in love with him.
It's amazing how he really won that battle against Angelina, didn't he?
Yeah,
about
he
the
did.
Kids and the
oh,
divorce.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Just not saying anything and then working and doing good work.
I think it was a first-round knockout.
Oh, my God.
And remember she went whining because... he's not paying child support! It turned out he had loaned her $8 million, interest-free.
She came out swinging like crazy, and he just dodged them all and then just went, boom!
And he should have won. He shouldn't have had to. Shouldn't have had to win.
Yeah.
She's right. Cuckoo. She's absolutely cuckoo, and she's got that crazy brother around all the time. He is. He's like a nanny.
Yeah.
He lived with them.
He drilled down by giving the shout-out to the kids.
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
There she is. Her voice makes me, I don't know why, because she has a nice voice, but I hear her and I just go,
She's polarized a lot of people.
Who likes her?
I don't know. She actually had a movie, an Oscar nomination, didn't she? Maleficent?
Oh, she's gotten nominated. Girl Interrupted, did she win or get nominated?
No, but this year she had that Maleficent movie.
Well, it's not a costume nomination.
Wicked Witch thing.
Yeah.
Well,
you really thought Brad's speech was great?
Not, I think it was great.
Drew likes the part about,
he's
gotten the part about
great
Bolton.
Laps.
You like the John Bolton joke?
You know what? The John Bolton joke, I think that's old. It felt old to me.
What do you mean?
Well, he got up and he said, go ahead, play the speech.
We only have 45 seconds up here, which is 45 seconds more than the Senate gave John Bolton this week.
Pretty much it. I laughed at that. By the way.
You did?
Yeah, no eye roll. I laughed at that.
You really did.
I think I rolled my eyes for a couple reasons. One,
good one.
It wasn't like laugh out loud funny. It was clever. I don't know. I guess it did get a lot of laughs, didn't it?
It went in one ear and out the other.
John Bolton, by the way, I just didn't feel like John Bolton really mattered. If he had testified, I think the vote would have been exactly the same.
You're overthinking the joke.
I thought it was old. I really did.
Oh, okay.
I mean, it worked. He did fine with it. But if I had to be a critique, I would say John Bolton not being allowed to testify feels like 2 weeks ago to me. Yeah. And maybe it isn't. How many days ago was that?
Because
he's
Thursday.
Been he's given a State of the Union. He's been Wednesday they voted, so it's at least it's got to be at least a week old because today's
And then
Saturday, over a week old.
Saturday, the tan line photo came out. So
Oh, did we mention it yesterday?
No, we did not talk about that.
Has anyone copped to the fact that they darkened his tan, fake tan?
Well, they did when they changed it to black and white. They made it more contrasty. They didn't create it though, because it's obviously a fake tan problem.
Oh well, that's
a spray tan.
I don't
think
that's any news,
right?
By the way, what a nice picture that is. Look at that.
Well, I think the news is that there was an argument over this, and he tweeted about it.
There was an argument
over this photograph, and he called it a fake photograph.
He called it Photoshopped. And the guy who took it said, it's not Photoshop, but I did use a Apple filter. So he did use a filter to change the colors.
Well, it looked, if you saw the photo, if you saw multiple photos, they're not the same. He's darker in some than others. I mean, it's obvious there's a huge contrast. I mean, it looks ridiculous.
Right.
But I thought there were photos where it was clearly darker. Now, when Time Magazine did that to O.J. Simpson, that was a big deal. And actually, shaming people for their looks is a big deal, but nobody gives a fuck. With Trump, the rules are out the window.
The funniest part is that the spray tan debate with a president. I mean, I think that's ludicrous. But
the debate as far as...
Over a guy's... really, there's so many things. But you're debating a photograph with a revelation of his spray tan line.
I think we're unfortunately... We hate people. We've always hated people.
I think the point we're missing in all this is that he gives a shit.
Yeah, but he gave a shit enough to tweet about
it. That's what I mean. Why does he care?
Right. Well, I think he's just trying to say it's fake news. Yeah. Isn't he trying to pursue
people are
that?
Laughing at it?
Well, I don't think he absorbs it that way. I think he absorbs it as, gotcha, media.
Oh, I think he absorbs it as, that's not what I look like.
Well, he said his hair looked good.
Incredibly thin skin.
I saw it. His hair's blown back, and I thought, well, his hairline's better than I thought. I don't know why I thought that, probably because of my hairline.
I got a spray tan last summer, and I put the cap down. You're supposed to put a cap down on it so your hair doesn't get spray tan stuff on it. And I put it down too far, and I had that exact same line across my forehead.
Well, he does it every day, though. Wouldn't you think he'd come a little closer?
Yeah. I mean, I think he maybe didn't calculate wind. Blowing his hair out.
Oh, yeah. I still That's would think, point, like, yeah. like on the sides, he brushes his hair back. You'd think it'd be right next to his hair. Well, I mean, isn't his hair on the side just back?
Mm-hmm.
So why is there a big white spot between where sideburn is in the...
Puts a cap on and it goes, over his ears or something. Maybe he just doesn't think about it. He does it so much.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't know.
Yeah. I know. I don't really care. It wasn't a big deal.
That it became a huge deal on Twitter, I thought was a sign of the times.
Which is why he had to respond, yeah.
Yeah.
Will Ferrell, I swear, just add Will Ferrell to any event and it's better.
Yep.
I don't know why. He just, it's just like the sound of his voice, everything about Will Ferrell.
It's delivery. I mean, it was a real dry joke.
Yeah, it almost doesn't matter. Yeah. It's just,
that's his forte.
It's very funny.
He has being Will Ferrell down.
Yeah.
He really has it down.
And Julia Louis-Dreyfus, I thought.
She's great, too.
She's a good foil.
She's the same, same way, the delivery.
Where is she on the hot meter for
Tina Fey?
No, Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
I think she's right at the top.
I've always thought she was hot.
She's beautiful.
Yeah,
she just went through cancer. She looks fantastic.
I know.
And so does Tina Fey. Tina Fey is one of those sneaky hot.
Yeah.
Even when she was just Tina Fey before all the hullabaloo, there's something kind of hot about her. Sort of a librarian look.
I don't know. Did you ever see the picture when she was in Second City in Chicago?
I had not seen that picture. Saw her and said, I didn't know she was in Second City. I mean, when she was in Second City, I never saw her.
There you go. That's right before she was hired by SNL.
Well, that's a shitty picture.
We all had bad hair.
There's like 20 of them on the side.
It looks to me like her vision is terrible, and when she doesn't have glasses on, her eyes look so different. Why does she look better with glasses?
I don't know.
She does, doesn't she?
Brainy looking. They used to use those on 30 Rock, though. She made fun of herself.
The old pictures, yeah. You're right.
Your girlfriend...
Now that I just saw them right next to each other, I think Julia Louis-Dreyfus is prettier.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And your girlfriends, Penelope and Selma?
Ooh, nice.
Well, Penelope's really my girlfriend. I have not broken up with her.
Yeah, she looked hot. Wow.
I don't understand it. To me, when I saw her in Vanilla Sky,
I just looked at the screen and was like, ooh, dreamy. I mean, she was just dreamy. She just sucked me in. I just was like, I'm in this nice little dream with Penelope Cruz. And I don't know. She was just so adorable in that movie. I don't know what exactly. Probably the way she looks.
Oh, yeah.
Probably her body helps. But she was really cute, too. I mean, it was a good role for her. And then you see her last night, and I go, I don't say, hey, really dug her in the Vanilla Sky days. 21 years ago? 23 years ago? Yeah. She looks fantastic.
So would you? I mean, just if you're... If,
yeah. Penelope Cruz, no, she's not that hot.
You, really?
What?
Oh, are you kidding?
So you would?
Penelope Cruz? She's the top of the top.
You want Tom Cruise's sloppy seconds?
Oh, no.
Doesn't that knock her down a little bit?
20 years ago.
It does. That's the only nick in her armor. And
I think the best thing. I think the best thing about Sofia Vergara is the story about how Tom Cruise was trying to get her to be the next girlfriend before Katie Holmes. And she's like, no. Get out of here.
ScarJo, too.
I know. That helps her.
Oh, I love ScarJo for that.
Do you know she has a giant green blob on her back? She was showing it off in that dress last night. I had no idea she had a huge bag.
Really? What is it?
What? Yeah.
Huge. Oh, boy. I mean,
as if she's
going to
win me over with the tattoo subject matter.
I mean, it doesn't bother me. No. I was just surprised to see it. There you go. There's a shot of it.
What is it?
Is it flowers? Yeah. Oh. There's a good shot, yeah.
Whoa.
Like a vine of roses going from her butt crack to her neck.
Does anyone find her more attractive because of it?
Hmm.
Anyone?
More attractive? No.
Well, she probably doesn't know she has it. Like me. I don't know I have mine on my back. I always forget about it.
Well, that's a nice thing about
trying
the
to see it there in that picture. She can't.
God, she's beautiful.
Yeah, she really.
Except for Marriage Story.
Oh, yeah.
And Colin Jost, ooh, he got hit by a joke, too. He got hit hard.
Oh, in the opener?
Yeah.
That was a good opening. You sit there and wonder, okay, why can't Steve Martin and Chris Rock just host this whole thing? You didn't like it? I thought it was a really
funny okay. I love Chris Rock, and I like Steve Martin, too, but I think all the jokes weren't all the jokes about racism and what did Chris Rock say? No vaginas or something for the director? I don't. That topic is so tired
well,
with me.
Maybe you can just see that clip out of context, but watching it live last night, I thought it was pretty good.
Yeah, it was no.
I mean, I
you
laughed.
Can't. Steve Martin and Chris Rock cannot not be funny.
I mean, the first.
I just think they've both been funnier.
The first joke right off the bat when Chris Rock goes, he's talking to Steve backstage, and he said, "Wow, J-Lo nailed it 2 weeks in a row because Janelle Monáe," as if he wouldn't know the difference between Janelle Monáe and J-Lo. It's kind of a throwaway welcome joke, but I still thought it was kind of funny.
Well, and Janelle Monáe had already made the first complaint about female directors.
I know.
Which, you know.
Errors.
Yeah.
Be more funny.
Okay. Remember the Golden Globes in 2017 when.
No.
And here's the all male directors.
Oh,
Natalie Portman.
Natalie Portman, yeah. She won up to herself.
And it came up, and it came up again, and it came up again. And then last year, it came up again. And first of all, I think it makes the people that are nominated feel like they should hang their head because they're the assholes who are getting nominated instead of the deserving female directors.
Really?
I mean, if you say a category is continually fucking one group of people over half the population, I think you're saying that somehow the people that are in it, maybe they didn't earn it.
Nah, you just pointed the other four and go, yeah, that guy should be gone. Put a chick in there.
I mean,
talking about a very ego-driven industry.
That's not my biggest objection to it. And I don't object to saluting and awarding the best person, whoever. I could care less. It's not for me. I don't win the award.
I don't think anybody watching cares who really wins unless they like the movie. I don't think they really think about the gender of the director.
No. But I think the suggestion is that this is terrible. This is horrible. And I mean, J-Lo was snubbed. I mean, that's a fact now that J-Lo was snubbed, not director, but you know, J-Lo was snubbed in the Super Bowl. J-Lo did the stripper pole thing because she was snubbed or whatever. I mean, you hear it over and over again. I saw that movie. I would not have even considered her for best actress.
It wasn't good.
No, she's good. But it wasn't, I mean, we're talking, okay, if we want to just give an award to somebody to up them, to lift them or to lift, you know, Latina women.
Because she works out. She's 50 and she looks
fantastic.
Out with her butt out.
I don't take anything away from J-Lo. I really don't. But to say that she was snubbed, I think is,
I don't want to compare it to the you know, the special needs guy that gets put in and makes a three-pointer, but it's it's terrible. You know what I mean?
I know what you're saying.
It's a little demeaning.
It was like when Jordan Peele was nominated for Best Picture, for Best Director last year.
Right.
I said, oh, it's the first time a horror movie's ever been nominated. And a lot of people were surprised. And I thought, well, now I don't know if it's because
it was a good movie.
Oscar So White was the year before. And so we're trying to lift him up and trying to lift black people up. Or if people just naturally voted for it. I mean, it starts to do that.
Well, if you're you should want to win on whatever your artistic merits are.
Yeah, you should. But
not because of what the reparations that they're trying to, you know, like make up to.
But I also think that you wouldn't want to feel that someone gave something to you because.
Yeah.
Right.
You know, just the same way you don't want to be cheated.
Your ninth place medal. You don't want that to be your legacy.
So as far as this directing thing, I mean, it's like every year we have to hear about this over and over and over every year.
It was pretty heavily handed.
Here's the thing. In 2017. We had all these claims that I will not work in any movie that's not 50%. You know, remember all those people who said that? Ben Affleck was the one
that
said
it. True to it, because I haven't seen him in anything.
I haven't either.
I don't know if that's by choice or
or if he's drinking.
But all those people, I'm with Ben. You know, and I think it was a hashtag the next day, and certain, you know, higher profile people were doing that. Well, why don't they just say that they're not going to do anything but work with female directors? Why don't they just work with female directors? Because that would end it. Yeah. Or why don't we have the voters every other year they have to vote for a female director, and then the other year they can vote for whoever they think is the best. I mean, make a female director win. You can do it. There's only – this is not – you know, the thing about – and this is probably
Did you say make it its own category? Why not make it
– You could do that too.
Because they have best actress and best actor. Why not best female director, best male director?
I don't – it seems
– Is that going to make people feel happy?
There are so many solutions rather than going and they you know, will call it sexism, racism. You know, if you're a black woman, then it's sexism and racism. If it's a white woman – is Greta Gerwig? I don't even know who Greta.
She's white. Which, by the way, Laura Dern's post speech in the back. You know, when they talked to it, she goes,
"Yeah,
if I could give this Oscar to Greta Gerwig, I would." And I said, "I just went, well, why can't you just give it to
her?
She's
probably right around the corner.
Put her name." But you know what? I don't think Greta Gerwig would want your Oscar.
No,
you idiot.
And
has your name on it.
And your girl.
That being the case, can we?
And your girl.
I think honestly, they should sit everyone down at the beginning of the show and say, okay, we're going to all assume that you think all your other nominees are great and fabulous. So you don't have to say it. Say it if they're not. If you don't think they're up to snuff, then say that. And otherwise, if by not saying anything, the assumption is that you think your competitors are fabulous. Because it just sounds so trite when everyone fucking says it.
I got to say, the only nominated movie I didn't see was Little Women, because honestly, who cares? I mean, the movie's been done a million times.
That's the attitude.
The book's 100 years old.
That's part of the problem, though.
Yeah,
it's a chick flick, and they said that at the because I've done more reading about this than I want to, but I feel like that I should, that I owe it to women to investigate this. And they said that in the premieres and reviews, it was viewed by more than 2-to-1 women to men.
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
Women were dying to go to the premiere.
But every time I see a clip of it, I go, really? Is that, boring. Does that look like a movie that would be that
boring.
Hard to direct?
Sure, we're wrong.
You know what I mean? I mean, there's not much action going on. So is it that hard to direct? I mean, I don't know. I'm not a director.
That's just the thing, though. All of us are at home. How were the ratings last night?
Oh, terrible, I'm sure. But when you watch Parasite or you watch 1917, which kind of a boring story.
No electricity.
But well done. You know, it's all one shot look. That I mean, I watched the making of it. That took a lot of work.
By the way, what's the point of?
I watched that. It's pretty amazing.
I don't like all one shot. It's like, oh my God, there's only one camera. Excuse me, that's cheap. You're saving money. What, you couldn't do it better with one more camera or two more cameras? There's no way this could be better. It had to be just one shot.
That's for geeks, though.
It is for geeks. It's more than one camera.
Well, I'm not a geek. I just want to watch the movie and enjoy the way
it looks.
Is
it in 3D?
No.
Not interested.
That's true. With every movie.
I think it's limiting. So that one camera.
Last night's Oscars were an all-time low. Apparently, 6 million fewer than last year.
What?
Ooh.
What's the total, Brandon?
23.6 million.
How many does football do? What does the playoffs do? The Super Bowl
Monday Night Football is like 15, 16 million.
So it's like
still a huge show.
Significantly better than Monday Night Football.
Yeah, that's still not a big
number. That much better. I mean, it's going down. It's only going up. Yeah. Football's going up.
Well, then maybe next year they'll learn their lesson and stop pandering to people and just have a show.
Just do movies.
Trudy, the answer is no, they won't do that.
But you know what?
I predict next year, I can almost promise you that there will be bitching about female directors.
I hope
they're all female directors nominated next year. And then some guy will get up there and go, where all the guys go?
Okay, you're never allowed to say that. Some idiot would. There'll never be Oscar so black, Oscar so female. Those hashtags will never happen. They don't compute. If you try to punch him in, it won't happen.
In the old movies, the good guy wore white, the bad guy wore black, or was black.
You know,
to the point where they had the orchestra conductor, they had to show that it was a hot female. Did you catch that part?
Oh, yeah. No one cared.
This is really hammering a message. You're really like trying to alienate people by making
the orchestra
strident message.
I thought the main conductor was the guy who used to do American Idol.
Yeah. They showed him.
Yeah, because that Zazie, whatever her last name is, didn't know who he was. Did you see that part when she introduced him?
I did see that part. But this one was like a woman with long blonde hair and a gold bodice.
That was a token performance.
It was a token conductor.
She took over for the guy.
And I was watching that. I'm going, oh, I see. They have to show us a girl can do this.
And then I watched it and was like, no, is she really doing it or is she just doing this?
Am I the only one that was at home going, oh, they're going to show us a girl can do this too?
Kobe.
So all the little girls go, oh, look, it's a girl doing it.
No, you weren't. I was saying the same thing.
Okay. Not only that, maybe I just think too much. Maybe I'm a horrible person. But when I saw...
Both.
I know I'm going to hell. And I'll probably say something that will put me further into hell today.
But it's pandering. Don't we all know that?
Yes, we do. We're not stupid.
And when you're in hell, there's going to be some woman down there talking your ear off about all of this.
Well, we all know Satan's a woman. So.
I'm not even done with female directors yet because I want to pragmatically fix this. I want to fix it so it's done. Instead of every year going, nah, nah, nah. What's the matter, Trudy?
I don't know.
Are you sick of the discussion?
No, I just feel like you're never going to solve that problem. I don't know how you're going
to. Do they really want to solve it? Isn't it more fun to bitch about it every year and be the most outraged person?
Yes.
Did you know someone had a dress with the names of all the rejected female directors?
You know who it was, right?
Sigourney Weaver?
Natalie Portman, the one who made the comment 2 years ago.
Wait, but Natalie Portman doesn't want women to be objectified in certain ways, and yet she's, you know, her boobs are out. And
does she go campaign for all these?
That's her choice.
Does she campaign for all the female directors? Is she really doing what she can do?
Don't try to have her stop that, by the way.
I know. I mean,
she's beautiful.
Right, she is. But
Has she directed a movie? Go direct a movie.
I bet she has.
I would think she has.
She can do anything, and she would want to do anything, I would think. But, you know, that's one little problem. And again, I've read about this. A lot of the really high-profile female actresses who, you know, in the male category do direct because they want to direct, a lot of the females don't want to. I don't know why.
No, I'm not
judging them. I'm just saying, and why should they have to direct a movie?
If they don't direct a movie, why should they? They love bossing people around. Why don't they direct more?
But I got the feeling.
Go shave your balls.
I got the feeling some people were being judgy about it, like, Meryl Streep should direct movies and she could lift women up. No. Julia Roberts should direct movies and she could lift women up.
I think Meryl Streep looks like she has a great, like she loves just waltzing in, doing a movie, and then, you know, cutting out and hanging out barefoot.
And what's wrong with that?
That's what she's like, yeah.
She has directed 3 movies.
Oh, really?
I have not looked them up on the thermometer yet. One is New York, I Love You.
Oh, boy.
Has anybody ever heard of that?
I think these movies, by the way, that she directs
are $8 million and
they're projects that she cannot get a big director for, and she really wants to do them.
Well, let's see. She didn't produce it, though, so someone, I guess, hired her. But it made $8 million and got a 35 from the critics on Rotten Tomatoes.
Ooh.
So that didn't work out well.
Oh,
not very good.
Eve, which was a short film written and directed by Natalie Portman.
Short films.
So, of course, nobody reviewed that because it's only 20 minutes long.
Well,
and something called The
Somebody tell her that it's got to be like an hour if she wants to be nominated.
No, short films are important. Did you not learn that last night?
Oh, yeah.
Short films.
She did something called A Tale of Love and Darkness.
Never heard of any of
that. That didn't work out well, did it? That didn't work out well.
Which made $572,000 in the United States and got a 67 on the Tomometer, so that's a little better.
Who's going to all these movies?
Natalie Portman fans. I don't know.
Well, that was Natalie or Meryl?
Those are all Natalie Portman.
Oh, Nat Portman.
Yeah, I thought you were Meryl at first. I've completely lost my train of thought.
Sorry.
No, I mean, on the... Something away from women directors, which seemed like a pleasant change of pace. But
was it?
It was.
Kobe!
Yeah, I do want to get... we get the Kobe actuality? Kobe was mentioned in a speech. I was really surprised he wasn't mentioned in more than one speech.
I mean, you did have Spike Lee, who gave something out, was wearing that cool Kobe suit. I got to get one of those, man.
I thought everyone would be saying, you know, I dedicate this to Kobe.
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm thinking of Kobe's family. I thought it'd be going on all night.
Oh, you're right.
And then, should Kobe have been the first in memoriam?
Well, he's the newest death. Well, actually, he's not. Oh. Robert Conrad should have been first.
Yeah.
Wait, was Robert Conrad snubbed?
Is Kobe one of the Giants?
Conrad was in.
Okay.
Douglas was.
Yeah, he was last. Yeah. Is Kobe one of the Giants of the film industry?
He won an Oscar.
I don't want to be canceled.
He's an Oscar award winning producer.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, is he one of all those people they showed, is he contributed or close to the most?
No, but as far as the TV show goes, I would say he's probably the best known person that was in memorialized.
The TV show of the Lakers?
Yeah. The movie, the Lakers movie.
Well, you know, I don't care.
Lakers games count.
It was funny reading people were so pissed that Billie Eilish was doing Yesterday and people were clapping and making applause sounds in the middle of it.
Well, they were clapping.
they want a clean copy of it.
Oh, really? Those are your Beatle fans?
No, not Beatle fans. They were Billie Eilish fans, I guess.
Oh, yeah, I noticed.
But they also were angry because it's rude to cheer for one dead person more than another dead person.
Oh, people just want to fight with
you. You're not cheering.
I know. Pete, you're right, Trudy. People want to fight. They want to be mad. It's fun to be mad. That's why this female director thing goes on and on and on and on. Because it's so easy to solve. It is. It's easy. Make their own category.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or the big actors could do projects with female directors.
Yeah, no.
They could.
And only. Okay.
They could say, you know what? The year 2021, hashtag work with female directors. And they could all work with female directors. And they probably still get snubbed. But anyway, it's a new year. It's a new decade. And it's a very special time at Zot Ford because... Jim Bentley just went to work there. How's Bentley doing over there, by the way, other than his Twitter action?
You know what? I asked him yesterday. He is actually moving a few cars, and he has a meeting today. He said, I have a listener coming in to C-U-M, coming in today after work.
Good.
And there's another one he said.
Well, that listener.
Yeah, I'm in a meeting right now, so I can't talk.
If that listener completes the deal, he'll be out to dinner with us.
He also moved one on Thursday to a non-podcast listener.
Well, that guy's not coming to dinner. Fuck him.
It was a referral. Her name is Katie. It was a referral from Kyle and Brianna, who are podcast listeners.
Okay, so. Then she can come. Oh. Yeah. Kyle and Brianna, I consider Kyle and Brianna.
Three-way.
Anyway, Jim Bentley, anything he sells or leases between now and March the 15th, the buyer and a guest will come to dinner with us. Yeah, we're going doing a dinner at Mesa, just like we did before. And a couple of Zots showed up for that. And spouses, and it was a good bash. Fun. I thought it was fun. Mm-hmm. We had a lengthy happy hour.
Mm-hmm.
I was actually getting antsy because I thought, if I drink more, I'm going to be a little buzzed. And if I don't drink more, then I'm going to get antsy. Because I just can't keep pounding drinks at happy hour. I'm just not a happy hour guy.
Go for the little buzzed, though. Go for buzzed.
I didn't want to get that buzzed.
You don't have to get that buzzed. Just get a little buzzed.
Why are you so high maintenance now?
I'm so happy.
I don't think that's that high maintenance. You know what happened?
Just drink it.
This is
Uber home.
One of the last times I went out to dinner, it got there at 7:30, and first of all, it's for some reason it took a long time to order dinner. They were busy, and so I didn't get to order my dinner till like. I don't know, 20 after 8 or something. And dinner got there at like 9:20.
Oh, no.
And I'm kidding you. I was starving. I was absolutely starving. And then the food got there and I wasn't that hungry. It was weird.
Oh.
And the
dinner is served.
And the food was cold. Oh, it was just horrible.
Well, that's not going to happen on our dinner.
So my point is, there's just a rhythm to when you go out to eat,
right?
What are you talking?
Well, I don't want dinner to take 2 hours to come. When you order, dinner should be there within, what, 30, 40 minutes or 20 to 30 minutes? What, you sit at a table and you don't care if the dinner comes in a half an hour or 2 hours?
No, of course I do, but I don't think it affects me that much.
Well, I survived it.
Barely.
No, it was a pretty long happy hour.
That dinner, changed my life and stuff.
We got there.
Yeah, and I'll never forget it.
I think we got there. Oh, the other problem is talking about myself, because the people that were there, you know, you're meeting a lot of people, yeah. And they want to talk to me about the show, and it's a little wearying. I'm kind of sick of myself, I think.
Yeah.
I'm drewed out.
Make it about other people, then.
Yeah,
well, I do. I do. I try. But anyway, Jim Bentley. Talk to Jim Bentley. If you want to lease a car, or you're thinking about leasing a car, or buying a car, or buying a pre-loved car, why don't you give Jim Bentley a chance? And then you could end up at dinner with us, and we've got the signed shirts for people, too.
They had dinner. The food didn't matter.
Jim will save you tons of cash while making the entire process simple, fun, fast, and easy. Plus, if you're the first listener in February, well, we're giving them to everyone now, the T-shirts, the signed shirts from us. Don't forget, Zotfort can lease you brand new cars, trucks, and SUVs around $100 a month, or buy them with 0% financing at up to 10 grand off sticker. Bring your own screwdriver, though. Jim is apparently not too up on the license plate business.
Really? You'd think that'd be kind of crucial, every car.
You know, Dr. Ocean Valentine's Day, they do gift certificates. And
they do.
I used to think, boy, if you get another gift certificate, is that saying that they need work done or something? But I don't think anyone's ever complained about a gift certificate, because they go in there and go, oh, I can get Botox, I can get this, I can do that. And,
yeah.
So.
Yeah, leave it up to you what you want to do.
Yeah, if you fill in what the procedure has to be, that might be a little.
Mm-hmm. But it has to be tight and taut.
Amen.
TNT for February at the office of Dr. Roche. Summer bodies are made in the winter, according to someone on Facebook, Patty. You can tighten and tauten it up with liposuction. Buy two areas of liposuction, get one area free. And breast surgery specials at Dr. Roche, $500 off.
Come on, Patty.
Yeah, they got a CBD special, 10% off the entire month of February. And that's all of those various products that... for your neck pain, mm-hmm. or your joint pain, all kinds of different things, THC free. I kind of want mine with THC in it, but put that on the side. 99% pure and made in the USA, pain management CBDs, sports CBDs, and skincare, and also for pets. So you can check all of that out at www.drrochecbd.com, or just their regular website for before and after to see the taut and tight versus the flabby and saggy at drroche.com or 248-338-1110. Call them for a consultation. I'll tell you what you need.
The story that's kind of fascinated me lately has been the breakup of Pamela Anderson. And that guy, I don't know if you heard the text yesterday that he sent to her.
I did not hear the entire text. I saw it all day, but I meant to read it.
It's so long.
Really? What?
But, yeah, it's so long. His breakup, John Peters breaking up with Pamela Anderson.
I think you need to make it really, really long, because if you're short and sweet, it's...
Well, he really laid it out. But so there was also a story that accompanied that said that he asked Pamela Anderson to marry him on a whim. That was a Page Six story. Yeah. And he was so mad at that story, he contacted Page Six to tell them the truth about the breakup.
Oh.
God. What was the truth?
He said...
well, here it was.
You are good shit. And I want to make this legit. I'm still going to pay you, but I want you to stop banging other guys. What do you say? Want to be my wife or what?
He had covered the part about how no one had tapped into the great artist that she is yet. She's 52, by the way. And she is known most for her boobs and her sexiness. Isn't she, really? Is there anything else you think of when you think of
Anderson? She's politically involved. No. And she fought fur back in the day, remember?
Okay, but that's not why people are going to want to marry Pam Anderson.
It was a real excuse for posing nude, though.
You're right.
I wear fur. I won't wear anything.
That's a good one.
So he sent them an email to say everything they told you was a lie, including even that he asked Anderson to marry him. Hmm. He said that she proposed to him via text. Needless to say that when she texted me that she wanted to get married, I was kind of a dream come true, even though I was engaged to someone else and the lady was moving in.
And to think that this dude used to buff Pamela Anderson.
What?
Wait, what? Yeah. Apparently
he was, so he dumped her?
Yeah, he dumped that chick who was moving in, which don't you just picture her like at the front door with a box? Like, nope, get out of here. I'm married Pamela Anderson now.
What?
So
he has a box in his hand though, because she already brought one in, so he's going to carry that out as she goes out, so he can get the goodbye combined with dropping the last box in.
So he says, I dropped everything for Pam. She had almost $200,000 in bills and no way to pay it, so I paid it.
What?
There's no fool like an old fool. That was the end of the email.
Oh my God!
So basically,
we completely called this thing yesterday.
Yep, it was about money. He paid off her debt. And then things changed, and she became controlling, and he's like, yeah, I got to take care of my kids that are 50. that was part of his text. He wanted to take care of his kids and didn't want to travel.
That's interesting.
Like, wait, you're 72. How old are your kids? Two of them in their 50s.
Remember when she had a reality show?
No.
She did.
I remember when she
wasn't in last long. It wasn't good.
Remember when she had a garage sale?
Yes, I remember that, too.
On a reality show, yeah.
I was going to say, it's quite clear that the last 10, 15 years that she's really doing whatever she can do to bring in some money.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, why is she not on Cameo?
Oh, that's a great question.
Why would she not?
Does she even have an Instagram? Or?
Oh.
I don't know.
Wouldn't she?
She's got to. I don't
think so.
Okay, I'm going to say this. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. If she doesn't have an Instagram, I'm going to say that it's because she could not put up numbers anymore like the young hotties, so it might appear embarrassing.
Oh, that's a good theory.
Just saying.
And Tommy might have more followers than her.
Yeah.
And Kid Rock.
Tommy's new wife would have more followers.
She does have an Instagram.
She does.
982,000. Okay. Not even in the millions. Ooh, so that's it's a little rough.
I'm just going to say, I got a feeling there's some bots in there.
Well, it's amazing. Every picture's in black and white.
Oh. Well, black and white is flattering.
What is she hiding?
Hmm.
What are you hiding?
Paev.
It's actually, I'm sorry, it's the Pamela Anderson Foundation's Instagram.
Same thing with her Twitter. Everything is black and white, all the photos. And all the photos are from like 98, you know?
Yeah, they are all
interesting.
Old. She has 1.1 million Twitter followers.
Okay, how many likes does she get on an average tweet?
Well, there's a lot of retweets on here.
About 1,000.
1,000? I'm surprised she gets 1,000. It's not that. It's not as bad as I thought.
On an original tweet?
Yeah, that's what I was asking.
Is that what you're saying?
What does
Brandon?
She tweet about?
Well, I was actually just going based off of her photos. But here she is, and she quotes some dude named Anus Nin, and she had 95. Likes.
Okay, 95 likes when you have a million followers. That's a lot of rejection. That's 995,000 and 905 rejections.
Well,
everything is a photo.
A lot of rejections.
Well, I use a calculator for that.
she may not think of it that way.
Can you look at another tweet where she says something and doesn't have a picture of her tits or something?
I don't see many. Like the next one I found is another quote by Anus Nin. That one's 250 likes.
When in doubt, quote Anus.
Here's another one by Anus that she retweeted herself.
Who is this guy?
I don't know. I got to Google him.
Do a deep dive on Anus. Oh, here's one. I'm not here to be what others want me to be. And then it's a link to an Instagram photo. But
she's so deep.
308, 35 retweets.
What's the Instagram thing?
Let's see what the picture is. Probably her half nude.
Probably.
That was a picture of her stupid face.
Here's another quote. This one's from Jimi Hendrix. She got 200
Ooh,
likes.
Cool. What was it?
When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace.
Oh. I bet you he never said that.
I like it.
If he did, he was wasted.
Okay, so Anus Nin is an American Cuban French essayist.
Oh, well, duh.
Oh, well, yeah. She's so well read.
Obscure.
She's so deep.
Yeah, she died in 77.
Oh, it's a woman, too. I apologize. That's my unconscious bias. Like somebody named Anus would be a man.
I need to check my misogyny as well.
Yeah,
but she has a million quotes. She's one of those people.
Check your misogyny.
That everyone quotes when they're trying to be deep.
Who were we going to call yesterday?
Stan.
Besides Stan, there was somebody else.
Oh, the guy that was going to sue the Super Bowl?
No. There was another one. You had a number and you swore it was the person's number.
Oh, you said 100% too, and I can't remember.
Yeah, because we called it. Remember? Oh, boy, who was that, Brandon?
Wow.
Whoa.
Oh my God, I'm drawing a total blank.
It was God. You were absolutely adamant. It was a funny story.
I don't remember.
It wasn't the guy suing the Super Bowl.
That's what I thought it was.
Oh, it was.
Because didn't we get through to him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's a gas station where they filmed a porno, and they're in trouble if you want to call them.
Ooh, okay. Wrong state.
Mm-hmm.
Why do I not? Boy, that Super Bowl call must have been something really memorable. How long were we on the phone with them?
We didn't call
him. We didn't call him.
Oh, we didn't? Okay. No, I thought you said we got through to him.
No, well, we did off the air.
Before the show, tried to see if it worked, and it did work.
Oh, God, I was getting a little worried there. And he's suing for the halftime show because
he got a bone.
He got a big rod.
For $867 trillion.
Okay, call this guy and be mindful that he seems to like using his legal skills. We're using the legal system for ridiculous things.
Some carbon monoxide going on down here. Just wondering.
There's a lot of memory loss.
No, I just thought because we're... Memory loss.
Oh, because there has been some carbon monoxide problems upstairs.
Oh, really?
Excellent.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Jeez. Well, burner was on.
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy.
That's right.
Oh, yeah. Again, you mean?
Sue's caught it.
No. Mm-mm.
So there's two numbers here, and they both work. So.
Okay. Well, hold that thought. Are you ready? Do you know which one is better? What are the percentages on them?
100%. 100%.
On both of them?
Yeah.
So it doesn't matter which one we call, he's going to answer?
Well, one of them is his work,
yeah.
Which he is often at.
Hey, Stan's probably home. Should we call Stan about the XFL?
Sure.
Okay.
We're all over the place. By the way, someone got fired from the XFL today.
Already?
Yeah, defensive coordinator for the LA team, Pepper Johnson, blown out.
Uh-huh. What did Pepper do?
I don't know. He must have given up a lot of points.
Hmm. It's a new year. It's a new decade. It means the time for Zot Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram and DealsInAD.com Start Something New event. During the Start Something New event, our friends at Zot are leasing new loaded 2020 Ram Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4s as low as $148 a month. Or if you're all about the Jeep Wave, stop by Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Compass Limited all-wheel drive around $122 a month. If you really want to step it up, get to Zot and lease a new 2020 Jeep Grand Cherokee as low as $229 a month. Plus, Zot is your lease turn-in headquarters. Any POS car, if Dirty Mike and the boys have been doing their thing in the car, don't worry about it. Just take it to Zot, and they will drag it to wherever it came from. And they'll laugh as they're driving away, too. So get in a new ride for the new year. Check out the deals in the massive inventories at dealsinthed.com. And, well, I thought I heard a burp for a second there.
There was just a big start.
Is that a burping theme song?
Well, here, I'll start it over for you.
Didn't sound weird at the beginning.
Let me do it in reverse.
I'm the burp police are really...
I'm rewinding it.
We have really beefed up the burp police.
All right, you ready? Here it goes again.
Is that what it sounded like last time?
It starts with that big cymbal.
Is that how it sounded last time?
I think so. I think it did.
You didn't notice anything? Nothing out of the ordinary.
I was sort of conscious of it like three bars in.
Okay. All right. I think I need some time off.
Do we need Coach Dave or Stan? Where are we going here?
We're going Stan all the way. We usually aren't around when Stan's available, and we are. But corny as it sounds, it's 2020, and why aren't you 2020 in 2020 without glasses and contacts? The only way to get there is to offer safe, painless, and brief procedure at the Yaldo Eye Center. Dr. Yaldo, the Midwest's most experienced eye surgeon, will take a good look at you. It's confidential. Of course it's confidential. It's confidential, and it is costless as well to get a complimentary visit. He will tell you, I think you should wait and get the multifocal implants instead of doing LASIK now. Or he'll tell you can get LASIK now, or he'll tell you, why don't you go look at some frames? I don't think we're going to do anything here.
Bullshit.
No.
It happens.
It's true.
It happened to Charlie LaDuff.
Yep.
200 of Drew and Mike listeners like you have done, and just call Dr. Yaldo. Get your appointment. Find out what would make it better for you or if there's a better time to do it. 800-398-EYES, 800-398-EYES, or go to Yaldo Eye Center.
I know.
I'm pumped. Stan, he's got to be home. He's usually home 12 minutes before we're calling. So he can even be settled in, and his lovely wife
Karen.
Karen. Yeah. She's off playing Kid Rock somewhere. Uh-oh, heads up.
Bullshit.
Hi, is this Karen?
Yes.
Hey, Karen, it's the Drew and Mike Show in Detroit.
Hi.
Yeah.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Did you hear Stan's voice?
Pardon me?
I heard. That's why I'm laughing. My God.
Is it kind of,
that is hilarious.
Is it kind of weird? You know what, Stan?
How are you guys?
We're doing fine. I need to ask you a question because it's kind of sensitive. But when we have talked to Stan in the past, he has this way of saying, okay, bye, where it sounds like he really wants to get off the phone. And I just want to know if he normally says bye this way or if he was really trying to ditch us. Go ahead, Brandon.
Okay, bye.
No. That's just the way he talks.
Play it again.
Okay, bye.
Doesn't that sound like a blow-off?
In fact, the last time we talked to Karen, she ended the conversation with, okay, bye.
Oh.
Karen does it, too?
Okay, bye.
Listen
okay, bye.
To that.
Okay, bye.
That is the biggest. Listen how fast that is.
That okay, must bye. Be the Canadian way. That must be the Canadian way. Okay, bye.
Yes.
Have you ever been on a phone call with him where you're just kind of maybe, I don't know, some people would say droning on and he just says that?
Yeah.
Just to get rid of you?
Well, he's not home again. He's
what?
At work.
Oh. Karen!
Yeah, you said, should be getting home. What time do you work until?
You said 5 after Stan is there.
Yeah,
bullshit.
Hold on, let me see this car, Stan. No, he's still not home.
Bullshit.
Does he have a cell phone?
What would make Stan late?
Would make Stan late coming home from work?
Yeah.
You probably said, picking up his lottery tickets or his, pro line that's a betting... on sports, like for hockey games and basketball.
Oh, my God.
It's
too boring.
It seems that you guys like to play games of chance as well as gambling.
Oh, yes.
Yeah?
Oh, yes.
Is it a big...
I didn't marry a handyman. I married a gambling man.
What percentage of Stan's... let's see. What's the word I want to use? Well, it's free time. What percentage of Stan's free time would you say is spent in some gambling or chance-related event?
Oh, probably... I don't know, about 50, at least 60%.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. Wow. I know
He loves sports. He loves sports. He likes watching sports. And when my son used to play hockey and football, we were always at the football field or the hockey ice.
Wow. And were you into
Bullshit.
It? Or were you just supporting Stan?
Pardon me?
Were you enjoying
Pardon
it or
me?
Were you just supporting Stan?
Do I enjoy supporting him?
Well, I want to be there, too.
Were you into the sports, or were you just there?
Oh, definitely. I'm a hockey mom. I'm a football mom. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Like, when my son would be running down the field with the ball, I'd be running down the sideline with him.
Yeah, I know.
Well, not on the field, but,
Did Stan
ever... Oh, yeah, we're very involved in sports. We love sports.
Did Stan ever say, Karen, cool off, chill out,
sit down.
Don't make an ass out of your son.
You better do whatever she does.
That's why Stan can't coach his son in hockey because he gets too involved.
Really?
He gets too fired up?
Oh, yeah, too involved. Oh, so he only coached him in baseball.
Well,
I know all the rules.
It seems to me, Karen, if you're running down the sideline and Stan is getting too involved, you guys would be a crazy couple at a game.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. And then going to the Bomber games when we were first dating, oh, my God.
Barbie?
Crazy.
Well, I don't think we've talked to you since, Winnipeg won. Have we talked to them?
No, we haven't.
He must have been on cloud 9. You too.
That was awesome. We haven't won like in 29 years.
That's crazy. Did he control himself or did he party really hard?
He's gone to the NFL. Our quarterback Chris Strebler, he's gone to the NFL.
Now is Stan following the XFL?
Yes. Oh, yes. That's where the problem is. I had to go upstairs yesterday because all that was on all afternoon was the stupid XL, whatever it's called. McMahon's new football. He loves football, so he's watching it. I find it... Ugh.
Wait, Karen, I thought you supported Stan.
Yeah, but not when it comes to XL football.
XFL.
Stan likes it. He loves it. They were watching it Saturday, and he was watching it Sunday also.
Well, what about the new rules? Like, there's no coin toss? The kickoff is really different?
I know all the rules.
I have no idea about the rules because I went upstairs and watched it on my own TV.
Yeah.
I didn't even bother watching the XL.
What were you watching instead of the XL, as you like to call it?
I was just watching whatever else was on the IG channel.
Okay. I just wondered if you had anything you particularly like to watch.
Did you watch the Oscars last night?
Did I watch the Oscars?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
I caught some of it. I caught Brad Pitt winning.
Mm-hmm.
That was good.
You like Brad?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like Brad.
Bullshit.
Were you upset that once again a female director didn't win for Best Director?
No, I don't believe in that kind of stuff.
Really?
Oh. Whoever wins, females? Wins. Doesn't matter if you're a male or a female.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I think, but they...
Don't you think so?
Well, there's a lot of yammering about it every year.
There's always yammering about everything. You can't say anything nowadays, and it's politically wrong or...
I know. There's a lot of clap-trapping going on.
I know.
Karen, are you and Stan going to stop eating meat based on Joaquin Phoenix's speech?
Yeah.
No way.
What?
How much meat do you guys eat, like, in a week?
Oh, not that much. Probably about 2-3 times a week. Not every day. 2-3 times.
Bullshit.
That's not bad.
Yeah, not bad.
Those poor cows.
So, Kid Rock never called me.
What?
Yeah.
They're just covering their ass.
We told them.
You did?
Yeah, we gave him your number, and we told him Stan might answer the phone, and I think we heard that he called, he talked to somebody, he thought it might have been Dan.
Yeah.
Or Dan or Stan or something.
He left them, somebody left a message, and they said that it was Kid Rock people. They left a message and that they had called, but they didn't leave a number to get back. And the number that was on the phone was, what do you call it?
Restricted.
You can't call it back.
Oh, no. That's terrible. Because somebody had talked to, is there a Dan there in addition to Stan, or did they get the name wrong? Is it Dan or Stan? Is there a Dan? Dan? Okay, maybe it was Stan.
Yeah.
And they said that they gave a number for you to call him direct. And I guess Stan didn't give you the number or he forgot or something.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
Yeah, his number was unlisted. Yeah, you can't, like, you know what I mean? Like, private caller?
Yeah, Stan had it. They gave Stan the number.
Yeah.
He blew it off, I guess.
I know.
He's busy. He's watching a game or something, so it's understandable.
And then Kid Rock moved away from Detroit, so he doesn't live here anymore.
Yeah, he lives in Tennessee.
So yes,
he knows everything.
He does. Yep. Yeah, and in fact,
yeah,
the number.
I hear that he has a bar. One of my coworkers was down in Tennessee, and Kid Rock has a bar down in Tennessee somewhere.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, he was popping off about Oprah there.
I want to go to that bar. Hopefully he's there when I go.
You should let us know. We'll meet you there.
Sure, we will.
Sure.
It's too boring.
Trudy, you may have to handle that assignment, I'm afraid.
Sure, why not?
But y'all know you'll have fun.
I love the Who.
Does Stan ever take you to America for some shows or for just a little getaway?
Yeah.
Does Stan ever what?
Take you to the U.S.
Oh, yeah. We drove to New York. We drove to Vegas.
What? That's a long drive to New York?
No, we love driving. Like I love seeing the country, right? Instead of just flying. So we drive.
Oh, boy. Do you guys ever listen to anything on the radio or do you talk the whole time?
No, we have our CDs going. We have our CDs going.
Okay.
I'm Kid Rock CD.
In the Who?
Stan likes the Who.
I love the Who.
Oh, he does love. He loves that heavy, old 70s.
He's a classic rocker.
Yeah.
Yeah, classic.
Yeah,
classic
cool.
Classic rock, yeah.
Rolling Stones.
Stan rules.
He likes the Stones.
Yeah. I know.
Good dude.
Do you guys go to concerts ever?
Yeah, my last concert was Kid Rock, actually. I've been to 3 of his concerts in Winnipeg.
Wow.
Yeah.
No kidding.
Wow.
Yeah, well,
but he hasn't been here for a while.
Karen, I tell you what, I'm surprised. We've been on the phone for like 2 hours. I'm surprised Stan hasn't come home.
Okay.
What's he up to?
Let me look out the window. He just might pull up.
Okay, bye.
No.
Aw.
You always miss him.
Yeah, that's too bad.
How about on Monday? How about on Monday? It's a holiday here on Monday.
But you said Saturday last time, and today is Monday.
It's a holiday. This coming Monday is a holiday.
Okay, bye.
Yes, it is.
So we're both off that day.
Wait, it's a holiday in Canada because it's President's Day.
Yeah, in Canada. Day. Yeah, it's Family Day, Louis Riel Day,
Family Day?
What's that mean?
So then if you, in Manitoba, like in Winnipeg, Manitoba.
Bullshit.
So if you called Monday, he'll be home Monday.
Oh, cool.
Because we're both off.
Yeah.
Okay, but you said he'd be home at 5 after, and here it is 26 after, and no Stan.
Bullshit.
I don't know, Karen.
So how about if you try Monday?
Well, we can try, but I'm just saying, he seems to be falling through, and we end up just talking to Karen. Not that we don't love talking to you. I mean, we love hearing you clap your trap.
Okay, bye.
So, Karen.
Okay, so why don't you try Stan on Monday?
We'll try on Monday.
Okay, bye.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
Are you working Monday, right?
Oh, yes, we are.
Okay,
so
bye.
We'll call Stan Monday. Let's call it a date.
Okay, for sure.
Thank you, Karen.
Bye, Karen.
Okay, thanks. Nice hearing from you.
Bye-bye. Rock out.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye.
Singing Sweet Home Alabama all summer long.
Ah, she's charming.
So, we still haven't called Stan.
No.
Technically.
I think you hit her with a claptrap at the end, and it wasn't.
I know.
It might not have been cool.
I don't know about that, because that term's been thrown around pretty loosely in conversations in the past. But who knows?
Boy, that was big. No, I just let her do whatever she does.
That was the Hall Financial Hotline, by the way. Did we open the Hall Financial Hotline? I don't want to get in trouble.
We did.
We did?
Yeah.
I don't remember hearing that.
Yeah, it was bullshit.
There is carbon monoxide down here. Our friends at Hall Financial would love to ask you a couple questions. Are you paying more than 4% on your mortgage? Do you have lingering high-interest credit card debt? Well, if you can answer either of those questions in the affirmative, then you should contact Hall Financial. DrewandMike.HallFG.com. You can click the link on our website, fill out the online form, and they get back to you so fast, much faster than we get to Stan, by a mile. In fact, they've been closing at an average of 19 days. And it's been 10 days or less in most of the recent closings involving the Drew and Mike show. They like
it. What was that?
People have pretty good credit. I've actually heard that from a couple sources. Have said, you listeners are good. We've got upscale people.
That speaks well.
I know it does. Well, what would you expect?
Of course.
With all the great farts we have.
Bullshit.
Is there a boner line today, Brandon?
I do not have a boner line, no.
Okay. He's been working on it, though.
Call Hall Financial. They've got almost 1,200 five-star reviews in their clients, 248-308-5000, or you can go to davidhallmortgage.com, click the link. So many ways to reach Hall Financial for a refi. Save yourself some money. If you're paying over 4%, you really should call someone. At least find out if you can do better, because if you can, you'll save some money. Equal housing lender, NMLS number 1467435. Hall Financial, they sponsor the Hall Financial Hotline. I'd like to activate it again, or keep it activated. Let's call the Super Bowl guy.
Mm. Okay.
I'm concerned about his litigious nature, but I would like to hear how he's been damaged.
Yeah.
He's got to prove damages.
How do you prove what he's alleging? Can you take a picture?
Of his boner?
Yeah. Out of the ordinary these days, so...
Yeah, this guy must have blown up, and then when he was refracting, he got really bummed. Got really mad. What's his name?
His name is Coach Dave.
Coach Dave, yeah.
Coach Day?
Dave.
Dave? Coach Dave? Is that his surname, Dave, or Dave, and first name is Coach?
He's a former
legally
coach.
Changed?
He has his own podcast, by the way.
Yeah, that's the number we're calling now.
Does he?
Yep.
Calling his studio line.
I got an email from one of our listeners who has started a podcast.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Hello?
Is Coach Dave there, please?
Yes, he is.
Coach Dave, it's the Drew and Mike Show calling, and we wanted to see if we could get some comments. We know that you, like so many others, were really upset about the halftime show at the Super Bowl.
Am I live right now, guys?
We actually would like to record something to be used on a podcast.
Okay.
Okay, great.
Hey, listen, we ain't gonna play games, dude.
What are you talking about, Coach Dave?
Where are you guys out of?
We're in Detroit, Michigan.
All right. Why are you calling me?
What do you say? Well, we heard...
Are we in trouble?
You know, it sounds like we're in trouble already, and I haven't even started to talk to you.
Do you guys have any idea how many prank phone calls I've received?
No, but...
Do you have any idea how many people have called? Huh?
But this is legit. We're not pranking
you. How do I know
that?
Why don't we just forget it then? Coach Dave, I feel bad because you think this is going to go. And if I ask you a tough question or something, you may just think that I'm a prankster and we'll be off.
I'm not afraid of tough questions. Promise you. Go ahead.
Sounds like you're a little afraid of pranks, though.
Leery. Not afraid of anything.
Okay.
Leery.
You're not afraid of anything.
No, so here's what happens.
Okay.
Because you're going to ask a question and then you're going to tape it. And it may not even go together. You may not give the same answer to the...
Believe me, it's not that important.
No, really, don't exaggerate the importance of this. It's really not that big a deal. We don't...
Okay, so do this. Do this for me. Send me an email. Show me your link.
You know, just forget
once again,
it.
Not that important to do all that work.
This is way too much work.
Bye.
What an ass.
High maintenance coach.
I felt like right away, it's like, this guy's just not going to be worth it.
He's going to sue us for $900 trillion now.
Well, as I said, be careful because it sounds like he might be litigious.
Boy, was he on the defensive right away.
Yeah, right on the nose with that. Hey, what does he coach?
He's a former high school, I think, football or baseball coach.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
But he still retains the coach moniker.
Well, once a coach, you're always coach, you know.
And he's a minister now, so.
Yeah. Hmm. Okay, well.
Huh. It's funny. It's funny. He didn't like the fact that Shakira and that J-Lo were dancing, yet he doesn't sue every dance show that's on television every single
Dancing
night.
Dancing with the Stars.
He doesn't sue. Yeah, I mean, this is stupid.
Well, you mean, so he was upset because he felt there were lesbian overtones?
No, just prefer them shaking it and
crotch grabbing.
Yeah, oh, okay. Danger of hellfire.
He thinks he's going to go to hell because he watched that.
He called it pornography.
He doesn't really think he's going to hell, does he?
Yeah, I can show him some porn.
I tell you, the way he handled that phone isn't going to help him stay out of hell.
That ain't nothing.
Oh, man, he gets fired up. Yeah. Well, you know.
He's worried about innocent children viewing it without the approval of their parents. To which I say, most of those kids have the internet.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Somebody please think of the children.
Honestly, I'm really surprised at the lack of concern for this. When something like this comes up, that's the first thing people say is, well, you know, if you're so worried about kids, don't your kids have iPhones? And don't your kids have free access to the internet? So, and don't they have friends who have this sort of thing if your kid doesn't? I mean, there's just no avoiding it. And I know a lot of people say, yeah, I don't let my kids watch this kind of movie, but then they go over to their friend's house and they watch it over there.
Right. Said,
parents have the right to know pornography is coming into their home because, you know, you're watching the wholesome Super Bowl. Now, mind you, these are guys basically giving each other CTE nonstop, but that's cool.
Oh, yeah,
well,
that's right.
I mean,
it's going to be a very violent game. And that's what one of the things we love about it is the violence. But
I would say his definition of porn coming into your home is a lot different than most. I would agree with him that, yeah, if porn is going into your home, you should be aware of it because you subscribe to X channel and Y channel and Z channel and, you know, so on and so forth. But,
I mean, what could he watch that would not be considered soft pornography in his mind? Well,
I honestly don't know how he has shielded himself from so many things.
The news. I mean, the news could you be considered soft porno. There's so many commercials that could be considered soft porn.
Hey, you want to know a fun fact that I just learned?
Yes.
Oh, this is a great fact. 13 years ago, his little baby boy got busted with child porn.
Oh.
What?
Yeah. His 24-year-old son busted.
Why don't you read the story just so...
Okay, this is out of Newark,
again,
Ohio.
This gentleman seems to be a bit litigious.
I bet.
Sorry, I'm just reading the dispatch.com. I apologize.
Real quick before you read it, I bet you what happened is soft porn came into their home without him being able to approve it for his first kid.
The son of a conservative religious activist.
What's the website, Brandon?
This is dispatch.com.
Okay, is that reputable?
Columbus Dispatch?
Oh, okay, Columbus Dispatch.
I'm guessing.
Yes, the Columbus Dispatch.
Reputable paper.
Okay.
It's a newspaper. So the son of a conservative religious activist.
Definitely, yes. It's the legit paper.
Okay.
Made a promise to a judge after being sentenced yesterday to 5 years probation on a child porn charge. I will not let you down or anyone who's had faith in me, Zachary Dobenbier told Judge Thomas Marklane in Licking County Common Pleas Court.
Licking County.
Yeah. So Dobenbier, the 24-year-old son of Coach Dave, appeared yesterday for a hearing on a felony charge of pandering obscenity involving a minor. So you know what? Why don't you sue your son, fucking prick?
Well, maybe...
Take care of your own house.
Screw
first.
That guy.
He could be wigging out because his son did that. I don't know. I mean, has this guy been a porn crusader?
Well, it says here, his father has fought pornography as part of his religious crusade as founder of Past the Salt Ministries. Well, you're not doing a good job because your own seed is checking out not just porn, child porn.
But I feel like he's blaming it on something else.
He is.
You know,
I'm suing him.
It's interesting. Why is anyone interested in young kids? What is that? You're so miswired at that point, and it just bothers me every time I read about those people, child molesters, who go to jail for a short spin, get out, and they do it again.
Yeah, no.
And I really
you're
don't
certainly
know
not
why.
Fixed.
I know it's not very forgiving of me, but I don't know why we take chance on child molesters, because you're so far off the grid in my mind. And also the fact that it's so damaging to the people who are molested like that. Yeah. I mean, it's incredible.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it happens so much more than we think it does.
It has the highest rate of recidivism of any other crime.
Why? I don't know. I never understand the people. First of all, probation boards. You know, he'll never do anything. Sounds wonderful.
Not for that crime.
Sure.
No. Not for that crime. Well, for a lot of crimes, though. It just seems like, yeah, I think he's doing great. Let's give him a shot. That's why I want
If the probation board. You would hope, but like Trudy just said.
So often they aren't.
Yeah.
You're curable.
And I did mention that guy. I can't think of his name. The guy was in prison for 50 years in Detroit for a murder he didn't commit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. What a story. On ID Channel. I can't remember his name. Is it Phillips? And he's so optimistic, and he's so happy to be out. And it's just, I was like, wow, I don't know. How could you not be just the most bitter fucking guy?
Yeah. John Hall?
He just got out a little while ago. He's in prison for 48 years, I think, or 47 years, or close to it.
Jesus. 50 years.
Yeah, let me see the picture.
He went in when he was 17. He's been in there 50 years, and he got out in 2016 or so.
So does he get the money that you're supposed to get when you're wrongly convicted? You only deny paying it like they love to deny paying.
You only get so much, and I can't remember exactly what the cap is, but it's crazy.
They try not to pay it. Remember the two guys?
Yeah, no, I know.
That we had in studio? They didn't get any money.
This is who you must mean here. Yeah. This guy, Richard Phillips.
There you go.
Hmm. So, yeah, that's him. He was on ID Channel. They did a whole thing on that and how his friend actually murdered the guy. And his friend testified in the case. And his friend testified against him because it was either, it's either me or you. And I'm going to say you.
Ooh, that's just like the pharmacist.
You've got a friend in me.
There you go. And so, in that case, there was a person that was with his friend, and he went to prison too. He was convicted. So it was like this guy just replaced his friend as the person who did it, even though he wasn't there. He didn't do it.
Oh, wow.
But the testimony from the guy that murdered him with the other guy, who was an Italian, I want to say he was a mafia guy, actually. And that guy eventually got sick around 2012, which would have been 45 years into his sentence. And at his parole board hearing, and he was paroled, I believe, he said, yeah, we did it. And I did it with the other guy, not the guy that was in prison. He did it with the other guy. Well, the Innocence Project has been working like crazy to try and get this guy an appeal, to try and get it thrown out. And they just, every time, you know, somebody dies or something is lost or they just turn it down. And so finally they realize, and this took them a couple years to find out, oh my God, the other guy convicted told the parole board that it was this other guy, not our guy. And by the way, did the parole board tell anyone about this? No, they didn't.
You have tantamount to a deathbed confession.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And it's in a sworn statement.
So
they do nothing about it.
Actually, his parole was denied. So he's back in prison. And so, of course, the Innocence Project goes to him and says, hey, we saw about your testimony in front of the parole board. And, you know, our guy's been in here as long as you have been. So we just need you to testify at this appeal hearing and get this thing going. Get him out of here. And he goes, yeah, I know. It's terrible. I want to help him. And then they get a little closer, and the guy says, you know what? I changed my mind. I don't want to do it.
Oh, nice.
I know. So they were able to use his conversation with the parole board was entered into the
evidence
appeal. Yeah.
Wow.
He was very gracious.
He's incredibly gracious, and he got a college degree. He became a painter. He was a fabulous painter.
He said the worst, that wasn't even, being convicted wasn't even the worst part, which I thought was kind of amazing.
The worst part truly is that I made some real friends here, and I'm not sure if I'm ever going to see him again.
Boy, that guy sounds like he could use a diaper, a giant diaper, and some huge safety pins. Jeez. Yeah, that was quite a case. There was another ID show the other night that I just couldn't believe this happened. But first, let me tell you about Luke Nowacki. Luke Nowacki is a guy who will help you with your financial future. If you're planning your retirement, or if you haven't planned your retirement, and maybe it's getting a little closer, you know, you get to be your 30s and you go, 401k, I'll never be 59 and a half.
We're looking at money.
It's decades away. Yeah. Hey, it'll be your late 30s and you got a couple of kids and I got to pay for college and I really ought to have a plan so I don't outlive my money. Well, Trudy, you can outlive your money, by the way?
Probably not.
As of this moment, you're feeling good about it?
Yeah. Okay. If you can feel good about that.
Glad to hear it. Who, by the way, you delivered that term, and I thought, did Trudy say that herself, or did she hear someone say that, is she using the term? Because it's a great term.
I'm not sure how that occurred to me, but maybe somebody said it, and I picked it up.
It's very pragmatic.
Yes.
We do not want to outlive our money.
No.
Call Luke Nowacki. Don't outlive your money. 248-663-4748. Or you can email Luke at lnowacki@pinnaclewealthstrategies.com, and... hit it.
Securities and investment advisory services offered through Royal Alliance Associates Inc. member FINRA SIPC. Royal Alliance Associates Inc. is separately owned and other entities and or marketing names, products, and services members here are independent of Royal Alliance Associates Inc.
Wow. That's amazing.
This story was just incredible. This guy was going to, he was from Thailand? Yeah, I'm going to say, I'm pretty sure it was Thailand. Was it South Korea? No, it was Thailand. There's been a lot about both places lately. Between the movie last night and the mass shooting in the mall the other day, which, by the way, was based on an airport, the way it was designed. And three or four people were so excited about that. They said, Maz would love this mall. Because really? Based on some sort of airport plan. It was this new mall, new ideas. So Maz may be honest. He may be ahead of his time on shopping at the airport.
Wow.
Yeah.
Somebody should tell him.
So,
because he'll never listen.
That's true. No, someone will have to tell him. But someone always tells him.
Yeah, that's true.
And then that's all he knows.
Right.
Creates the guise that he actually listens, and we know better. but if we say one thing about him, he'll always hear it. Those nasty little spies. Anyway, this kid's 18. His parents are super successful. They're loaded. He's got an older brother, and they move over from... was it Thailand or it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter. I'm pretty sure it was Thailand. It was Thailand. And they buy this huge mansion in Northern Virginia. I think it was Falls Church, which is close to D.C. Nice area. Actually, a lot of the guys from Virginia Tech that I went to school with were from that Northern Virginia area. Tons of them. It's just huge and really.
Virginia Tech, tremendous school.
Seems a little, judging from the Beltway, a little overpopulated at times. Or so it seems. Anyway, he starts becoming very Americanized because he's been there. He was a little kid when they moved over. And his older brother, on the other hand, was more traditional. And his parents were extremely traditional to the point that they wanted to select his wife.
Ah, nice.
And I'm not sure what if they had done that themselves or if that was just their religion. I don't know what the comment
was. If you don't love it, leave it. USA, number one.
He did not want to leave it. He was quite comfortable with it. And he's really nuts about this one girl. His sophomore, junior in high school. And he's really dialed in on her. He's kind of shy otherwise. But there's one girl he kind of connects with, and she's cute. And he's a little awkward because of his parents, I think, and his brother. His brother's...
that's kind of sexy.
Seems like a real weirdo. And so this girl eventually becomes unavailable. She's with this other guy, and she gets pregnant.
Oh, boy.
And she said that when, you know, she was pregnant and nobody would talk to her, that, you know, he was one of the few people that...
really?
That spoke to her and was a friend to her. But he was digging her, so...
We know why.
We know why.
She's pregnant.
I think his wiener was talking to her.
Threesome.
So she gives birth to the kid. And
great.
And he kind of is like, she's got a fucking baby go through there, and I'm only 17. I'm giving her the big X. Forgets about her. And then...
was he really that supportive when she was pregnant?
I guess they were friends, and he just... he was really zeroed in on this girl. And
we got to get you and that monster that's in your gut down to Mexico ASAP.
He's pretty supportive.
Anyway, he runs into her, I think it was the summer around graduation, and she's having a friendly conversation. He hasn't talked to her for a while, and he says, oh, what have you been doing? She goes, oh, I'm going through divorce right now. And I was like, bing!
Open door.
So he moves in on that.
And, what a creep. What a guy.
They're both going to University of Virginia. So, of course, his parents are loaded. So they're, you know, they got him covered, and he's got housing of some kind, and she's got, I think she was struggling financially, and they
I should be back in school.
They do become boyfriend-girlfriend, yeah. And they do everything together, and she's got this baby. I mean, she's really, it's really tough being a freshman in college with a baby.
I couldn't even imagine.
The worst.
It's hard being 40
and
with a baby.
My God, I know. It is.
It's impossible sometimes.
So, you know what? I'm always amazed in these stories because I watch so much ID Channel. There's so many people murdered that so frequently and locked up abroad, too. Moms that get locked up abroad for a drug charge for being a drug mule and they've got two babies or something. The grandparents, there's so many grandparents raising little kids. I'm like, oh, my God, I cannot imagine. Oh. You think you're done.
Right,
it's all over. It's all cherries from here on out. Just one big bowl of cherries. Play with the grandkids. Send them on, and no. You're raising them. But anyway, I digress.
I like that baby.
So he takes the whole thing in, the baby, her. They're in love, and then because he has access to a lot of money, his parents are so rich, he gets her a place.
Oh, nice.
He pays for it. She doesn't have any money. She's just broke. And he starts spending most of his time there. And this is, of course, kept...
Oh, that's a nice place.
It's kept hidden from his parents, who would, of course, disapprove. Well, it goes on for so long, and I think they said that they even visited him, and they moved her out for a couple days.
All right.
But somehow they knew better, and so one day they're walking the baby in a carriage or something, and all of a sudden his brother shows up.
Oh,
he's like, "I got to talk to you," and he says, "Well, I'll talk to you later." He's like, "No, you got to talk to me now."
I'm so in love with my brother right now.
So, brother tells him that, "Yeah, you're going to be disowned. Get rid of that beast. You know, it's not your baby, and, you know, there's plenty of women out there. Mom and dad have somebody picked, and, you know, you got to cut this shit out or you're going to be thrown out of the family."
Oh. And harsh.
Yep, but that's the way they are. And so then...
Where were they from again?
Thailand?
They were from Thailand. I'm pretty sure it was Thailand.
Huh. South Korea.
So the guy... Bangkok. I think it's Thailand. I don't know why I want to say Taiwan or South Korea. I just... Too much going in this brain.
Huh.
Some of it's just floating right out.
Some of it's carbon monoxide.
Some of that, too.
Okay, bye.
A lot of problems. So then...
I just... I didn't expect them to be from Asia. I don't know why.
Oh,
That's
yeah.
That's my unconscious bias again.
Well, they definitely are. And the actor seemed to be from Asia, too. So that adds to my... That adds to my feelings. So then one day, he doesn't come home from school.
Oh, boy.
And then the next day, he doesn't come home from school. And the next day, and this I thought was weird.
I should be back in school.
It was like 3 days before she calls the police because she's so afraid of his family and his parents, and it's all just so weird. She's not supposed to be living there.
Right.
So after a week, he calls her, and he's in Thailand.
Hmm.
Oh. And he's in a psychiatric facility.
Hmm.
His parents and brother kidnapped him, took him back.
On the other side of the ocean.
This facility's job is to convince him that, look, you got to go by the rules. Your parents decide everything. And that's strange to me that someone 18 would, you know, and he didn't want to put up with it. He was trying to buck the system. Huh. But, you know, I saw this weird thing on 90 Day Fiancé, where this guy from Turkey fell in love with this girl from Indiana.
Mm-hmm.
And they're both beekeepers. And so I know, but they have a lot in common.
It's bizarre.
When she does very well. And I think he does pretty well, too.
Do you, like, when you grow up as a little kid, are you like, I'm going to be a beekeeper?
I don't know how people fall in love with bees.
I think it chooses you, Trudy.
They do. And so they both make a lot of honey, and they make a lot of money, and they're in love with each
flies.
Other. So he gets the... I think he visits her a couple times. She has three kids who are used to having no male around. Mm. And this guy doesn't speak English. So they treat him like there's no adult male around. They're not terribly respectful.
Oh.
And also, and this I never understood. Okay, he says that if his parents knew that she had three kids, that they would disown him for marrying her.
Okay.
You okay with that?
Yeah. Seem very open.
It's cool.
I can see where they're coming from.
A lot of baggage.
They're illogical.
Except that the guy is like 44.
Yeah.
I think he's been married, divorced once. He doesn't have any kids though. So he tries his damnedest during the 90 days, but the older kid is a real shit disturber. He's like 15, and
see?
He's just a dick.
Grandparents are right.
Grandparents.
The parents
oh, I'm
are
in
right.
another. I'm in the other story now.
Oh, sorry.
I'm back in 90 Day Fiancé. 90
Day Fiancé. Uh-huh.
So she tells the kids, well, I just don't know about this because he can't tell his parents that you guys exist or he'll have to break up with me because they'll tell him that they're going to disown him. And I'm like, why are you telling your fucking kids this? And so the oldest kid, who's an asshole anyway, he used to go, fuck you, get out of here. You won't even tell your parents about us. And all I can think of is his parents are never going to see these fucking kids anyway. What, are they going to go to Turkey every other weekend?
No.
I mean, it's really not. I mean, it's crazy and stupid. And you start thinking, well, he's a real pussy. What's wrong with this guy? And so he says, look, I can't tell him or it'll be the end. And she says, well, if you don't tell him, I can't be with you. I can't be with you if your parents can't know about the three most important people in my life. So he calls them, and she's listening on the call, and he says, he's speaking Turkish, of course, or whatever he speaks. And they, when he tells
the
them.
Phone call sounds like.
that's the dial tone in that country.
When he tells
that's
them.
So it rings in that country when a phone rings.
That'd be cool. They should.
And all police sirens.
Yes.
They tell him that he's stupid and that she's playing him.
Oh.
And that they don't want to talk to him anymore.
Oh, did she notice? Could she understand Turkish?
Yeah, yes.
Did she knew that
you're
they
are stupid.
She has there's some app on the phones that'll translate. Yeah, so she knows exactly what they're saying. Oh. And they tell him that he should come home immediately.
You are stupid.
And I'm going, God, that guy, that's a great drop. The guy is like, yep, I have to go home. And I'm thinking, you're 44.
Right.
I mean, your parents have to be like, I don't know, 75, 80 years old. I'm thinking, I'm around that long. Anyway.
I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home. I have to go home.
I mean, maybe that is. Maybe that's the problem. They're not going to be around that long, so he feels he can't totally bum them out.
Oh, wait him out, man.
So the 90 days.
On the other side of the ocean.
The 90 days is coming to an end, which means. If they don't marry within the 90 days, he can't get a visa anyway, so it's all going to be over. So with like 85 days in, he goes back to Turkey. And this, you know, this girl's just crying her eyes out. She cannot stop crying. He's crying. He's upset. He's like, no, but I love you, and don't give up on me, and blah, blah. And it's actually very sad.
Beekeepers are soft.
Well, it's the weirdest. I mean, why is this 44-year-old? Why do his parents still make the rules? What the fuck? But it's the culture.
Yeah.
It's just the culture.
Right.
He goes back, and with about 2 days left, he calls her, and he says, I've been talking to my parents, and they say if I love you that I should just go and be with you.
Wow.
And she's like, what? And he says, yeah, I can catch the next flight. And she's like, but will you be here? And so he gets there. I think there's 6 hours they have left to get married.
Oh, my God.
And she's got all everything put together when he gets there. They get married, and poof, he's going to stay. Wow. But the whole thing was just so strange because I just couldn't understand how you're 44. You're a fully formed man, and you're telling this girl that his parents don't approve, and they can't be. Even though they seem pretty good for each other in spite of the fact that he doesn't speak English. She doesn't speak his language, but they seem like, I don't know.
Parents did a good job brainwashing him.
So anyway, back to the guy in Virginia.
Ed Chen.
Who's actually from Taiwan, not Thailand.
Oh, Taiwan.
Yeah,
damn
Edward
it.
Chen.
I remember the
What's
story
his name?
Now. Ed Chen.
Yeah.
Ed Chen.
Great looking guy, by the way. Not a load at all.
Ed Chen.
Oh, no. So he goes back to he's in Taiwan at the psychiatric hospital, and they are trying to reverse brainwash him, essentially.
Uh-huh.
And then I think another week goes by, and he's back. He's back at the place where they live.
All right.
Cool. And, you know, she's like, well, what happened? And
surprise!
And he's just really wigged out. He's on edge. He cries. He's moody. He's just, something is really, really wrong.
Did she say, why don't you go back?
And, yeah. Well, I think she kind of wanted to, but.
But there was the money thing.
And he had.
She said he's a pussy.
It wasn't really his fault. I mean, it was just complete insanity. This guy was, you know, his family wouldn't leave him alone. They kidnapped him.
Right.
So finally, she says, look, what's going on? Because he's telling stories. He's saying one thing, and then he says something else 2 days later. Oh, my parents are in Taiwan, and my dad had a heart attack, and my mom killed herself. And, I mean, just all these weird things. So
whoa.
He says.
That was me. I had to mute something really quick because it started auto-playing. Sorry.
Sounded like a burp to me.
It started auto-playing because websites auto-play stuff.
But why is everything burping now?
It always
why
has
didn't
been.
It used to burp? I didn't hear this many burps before. Why was my quality standard so low for so long?
I went to a website and it started auto-playing.
Are you oblivious
to
it? It's the better question.
Okay. So he says, finally, he says, look, I'll tell you exactly what happened. I went to the house in Falls Church. I bought a gun. I bought ammunition. And I shot my mother in her bed. I shot my father coming out of the bathroom, and I shot my brother in his bed.
Oh, my God.
What?
Oh my
God. You need a leash.
Agree.
She doesn't believe him.
Oh, really?
So he says, okay, I'll take you over there. Well, they've got this huge mansion, just humongous mansion. And he gives her a mask before they go in because it stinks. It already stinks. And so she takes him upstairs and shows her the decomposing bodies of his mother, father, and brother.
Oh, wow.
And
how'd she feel about that?
She was pretty freaked out, and she also felt that if I say anything, he'll just kill me. So she's scared of him.
Yeah.
They still have a relationship.
That's pretty understandable.
He does love her kid, and so, yeah. You know, it's like, what the hell? Anyway, 3 years go by, and nobody notices his parents are dead or his brother.
In the house?
Well
it's a big mansion.
He takes care of the lawn mowing and all the things that people would notice.
Oh.
And I think he has access to their money, too, because he seems to be somehow managing to do all these things.
Oh.
And then they break up. She moves out. And another year goes by. It's 4 years now. And he has a very good friend who he's drinking with one night, and they're watching something on TV involving true crime and getting rid of a body. And he asks this guy, you know, if you had to get rid of a body, what would you do? And the guy goes, well, I'd get some cement. And this guy, I think he was an engineer or something. He had some very productive ideas. And so he says, I have to tell you something. You can't ever tell anyone. Ever.
That's your first mistake.
He says, I killed my mother and my father and my brother. And he says, tells him why he killed them. And he says, they've been dead in the house for 4 years.
Huh.
Well, this guy doesn't believe me either. He's like, that's you did not.
I heard the resale value.
There's no fucking way. This place was gigantic.
I don't believe you.
So he says, well, will you help me? And he's a pretty good friend. And the guy says, yeah, I'll help you. Because he said, I'll give you $100,000 and the sports car in the driveway.
Oh, wow.
Cool.
He's like, well, you're a good friend. And there's $100,000 and the sports car. So, yeah, I'll help you. He still kind of doesn't believe him.
Are you surprised by that?
Yes, I was.
I mean, you're
absolutely blown away. And this guy, by the way.
Yeah.
He never told.
Really?
He never told anyone.
What a great friend.
And he appeared on the ID show, too. I'm like, wait, you're the guy? Anyway, So they buy gloves, they buy a certain kind of saw, a bandsaw or something, or whatever kind of saw you would saw bones with, and they buy all the things that you have to use to dispose of it, and he pours cement in these containers with body parts, and they dump them in, I'm not sure what the nearest body of water is, but they dump it in some lake nearby.
Chesapeake Bay.
Chesapeake Bay.
The
wow,
great
that was
genius.
It's a hell of a drive to Chesapeake.
That's what the story said. Yeah.
Interesting, yeah. And life goes on.
Cool.
And then...
I mean, not for the parents.
Then one day, the ex-girlfriend calls the police and says,
"Oh,
you know...
Bitch.
You're not going to believe this, but..." And she tells the whole story, and the guy feels like, boy, she sounds very sincere. She sounds credible. They haven't been together in a long time. So he decides, well, I'll investigate this, and he does, and all of a sudden, something's weird, because the guy, her ex-boyfriend, says that they went back to...
Taiwan.
The brother was... I think the brother's killed in a car crash or something. The father was so upset he had a heart attack, and he died. And the same month, the mother killed herself because she couldn't live without his father.
That's a really good
story.
They're
all dead. Yeah. Meanwhile, in Taiwan, apparently, he's already had to deal with this, and he told them a different story about how they died in America. And they bought it. So this has been going on. Well, the cop, you know, he actually digs into it and finds out there's these discrepancies in the story. And they also find out that the girl called the tip line 3 years ago, and nobody followed up on it.
Huh.
So they know that, you know, she's at least been consistent, and also she's written down all these things from, you know, over time that she remembered. And so I can't remember how they arrested him, and I think they found something in the lake, maybe. I don't know. Are you on the story right now?
No.
I think they found something in the lake because the guy remembered exactly where he had kept, you know.
Of course he does.
Yeah,
he's the engineer.
And so they arrest him, and he got 36 years.
Wow. That's it.
For murdering three people. I know. I thought that's what I said. I'm like,
they had it coming.
Wow. That's when you... Well, they weren't the nicest people. But that's like where I go. Because I said, God, 20 years for Kwame Kilpatrick. I just wasn't sure about it. It just seemed long to me. And then I go, well, this guy killed three people. He got 36 years.
He's only got 18 left.
Any of those great 4 years without him.
Yeah, with their money. And actually, the money is still his, I think.
Probably, next to kin.
Well, it sounded like she got in trouble for accepting some of the money.
Oh, she did.
Yeah,
they did. They did not say that. How much money did she accept?
It doesn't say. She did go to jail, though, for accepting some of them.
She narked on herself.
Yeah, but not... I didn't see the engineer, though, if he got in trouble.
He paid her hush money?
No, but he gave her...
Or he just spent it on her.
Yeah.
Well, that's not against the law.
Well, if she knew where it came from or knew they were dead.
Right. For the period of time she stayed with him after seeing their stinky bodies.
I would not think she'd go to jail for that. I don't know why. She called the tip line.
She went to jail for it, though.
And she's also the one. This thing might have gone on forever if she hadn't called them.
Yeah, or she could have solved it earlier. But she makes one call, so they're like...
That reminds me of Locked Up Abroad. I was watching Locked Up Abroad over the weekend. And this girl is raising a baby also. And... She's part of a pit crew.
By the way, she only got 2 months in jail.
Okay, I didn't think she'd get much.
Oh. But still, she helped raid the bank account.
She raided the bank account, and she paid for Chen's legal fees with that money.
Yeah.
So
why would you narc him out knowing that there's a trail that leads
to
you?
No, you dumb bitch. She could have the money.
Back and pay for his legal fees.
That's very similar to Aaron Hernandez. Didn't he move money? Wasn't it Aaron Hernandez that moved the money and then they moved it back? Or who am I thinking of? George Zimmerman.
Zim Dog.
I don't know if they were married, but his girl got in trouble because he moved the money into her account.
Yeah, that's right.
She paid for the bills and then moved money back.
Yeah,
they were trying to lower his bond.
That's right.
And so he didn't want them to know that he had $74,000. And I was like, George Zimmerman actually was able to save $74,000. I'm surprised he was able to earn $74,000 in his entire fucking life, let alone save it. So yeah, on the phone from jail, he said, yeah, put the 74 grand in your account, And so when they were making
on the phone
his,
from
they,
jail.
Yeah, from the phone from jail. So then we're making his bond. They go, well, he doesn't have shit, so we'll make it $100,000. He'll never fucking get out. And wrong. Wonder how his lawsuit's going.
Wonderful.
Do we know anything about it? Seriously?
No, I haven't seen anything on it.
No, but he'll pop up. I mean,
yeah, he'll get. Oh, yeah, he'll get mad at somebody.
What's the period of time between George Zimmerman's?
Doesn't seem like that long before you mean popping up in anger.
Sometimes. Yeah, when he, you know.
How's that documentary doing?
Oh, Jay-Z's?
No, the documentary he participated in, yeah. Where the guy had that elaborate opening where he was staring at the scales of justice at the Florida State Assembly.
I can't believe anyone would pay to watch that.
Didn't they have a
I'd watch it. I don't think I'd pay to watch it.
Didn't they have a big premiere?
They have to pay people to show up to make it look like something was going on?
No, he's got a ton of support.
God. Hey, by the way, serious issue, dumb and way late thought about Richard Jewell.
Wait, are you changing serious issue shallow thought on me?
No, I guess it is a shallow thought. It's really shallow because it's way out of the timeline. But
okay.
The Richard Jewell, I just saw that was up for an Oscar last night.
It
was?
Kathy,
I saw that.
Kathy Bates was up for it, and they went to her, you know. And
Did she play his mom?
Yeah, she played his mom.
She'd be perfect.
Kathy Bates for Richard Jewell, and at one point I thought maybe she was playing Richard Jewell because she looked a lot like him, but... But does that look like a movie that you'd be...
I had no interest in it. I know, Drew, you said you did.
I kind of want... I think I'd like to see it if it was available.
True crime, sort
of. What a piece of shit movie.
Well, I felt sorry.
Screwed.
I felt sorry for him.
He did get screwed. You're right. Yeah.
Okay. Brandon, you want to play
He's guilty of being nosy.
You want to play the drop I was talking about a long time ago at the beginning of the show? The guy that gives Kobe tribute?
Oh.
Yeah, it's queued up.
I got to go back to it, though.
This is the guy that wins for, this is really interesting. They won for best short cartoon or something. It was a cartoon thing, and what they're doing
best short film, the same thing that Kobe won.
Best short film, but it was a cartoon. Okay, so it wasn't a cartoon category. It was just best short film, and it was a cartoon. And what they're doing is they're trying to increase black representation in cartoons. They're trying to make cartoons more diverse.
Okay.
And so that was kind of what her speech was all about. And then he gets up, because he was the other half of the team, and said...
We have a big team that we have to thank, but time is running short. So I just want to say that Hair Love was done because we wanted to see more representation in animation. We wanted to normalize black hair. There's a very important issue that's out there. It's the Crown Act. And if we can help to get this passed in all 50 states, it'll help stories like DeAndre Arnold's, who's our special guest tonight, stop to happen. This award is dedicated to Kobe Bryant. May we all have a second act as great as his was. Thank you.
Kobe!
So, yeah, they won for that. And again, they are trying to normalize black hair, and people of color need representation in cartoons. So the thing about that got me thinking about normalized black hair. I've asked this question, and I don't think there's an answer, because
Kobe,
you know, Kim Kardashian will culturally appropriate by doing, what did she do with
cornrows.
Her hair?
Cornrows.
Yeah, and I don't know. Does anybody think that's is? Am
no.
I? I mean, is there really something wrong with doing that?
No. I mean, except to the few people that want to be offended or mad about everything on Twitter.
But it seems like if the right person does the wrong appropriation, then they can get in a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Kim Kardashian can survive almost anything. So sure. It was good that it was her, I guess.
Yeah.
But not her sister. Remember her sister had the Afro Kendall? Because anything Kendall touches is a total disaster.
Yeah, if you appropriate an Afro, then that's a problem too. So, and honestly, I don't care about any of this. I'm just asking. I noticed last night, after that speech, it's just because you're noticing things as it goes along. I noticed that a lot of the black people that were African Americans at the Oscars. Somehow I feel like if you say African Americans, you can't possibly be racist. Does it seem like you're less racist if you say African American? Because I feel like it means... Actually, you know, I take that back. I think when you say African Americans all the time, it sounds like you are a racist and you're trying to pretend you're not.
Well, yeah.
By using the formal term.
I mean, it's really weird.
Plus, there's some black people that don't like that term. Yeah, because they're like, they've never been from Africa. Right. Yeah.
Well, I think I used the term blacks a few times. This is probably months ago. And somebody said, you know, the way you call black people blacks is really fucked up. And I was like, you can't say blacks anymore?
Go blacks!
They do.
Is that a problem?
Maybe it's context, or I don't know, or tone. Who knows?
I don't know what it was. I don't think anyone knows the rules anymore.
Okay. There are no rules. So everyone's wrong.
Most of the African Americans at the Oscars did not have black hair. They had straight hair. Mm. They had white people hair. And so
there's no African American. Never mind.
Does anyone, I don't care, but do any black people, do they care? I mean, this whole cultural appropriation thing, I mean, you'll hear about it if somebody does cornrows, but nobody cares if black people straighten their hair. But it seems to me that you're saying something by doing that.
Well, I mean, they're all just looks.
Yeah. It's just hair.
It's just how you know.
No, like, I agree.
I want the straight hair look.
I agree.
I sometimes go, I want curly hair, and I do that.
But if you are appropriating you make your hair curly or an afro, why are you not appropriating if you do the opposite?
Maybe because we don't have a culture to appropriate.
Why don't we have a culture?
I don't know, Drew.
What do you mean we don't have a culture?
We all
your culture.
But as
Scottish,
I am Scottish partially.
Yeah, but all Scots don't have, you know, straight hair.
Well, I guess if they wear a kilt, you can get mad.
I haven't seen a lot of afros on Scottish people.
No, but they're, well, I mean, curly.
I could grow an afro right now if I let it grow out.
I really don't want to have a deep conversation.
Look at my engagement photos. They're terrible.
Right. Zoob's, when he lets his hair grow out, is very curly. And it was at one point.
Is that why he cuts it? Because he'd be in trouble?
Was that a man or a woman? Because he needs a haircut more than I do.
It just seemed to me that all the black women wanted to have straight hair at the Oscars. That was the way they wanted to look.
Yeah, well,
so if somebody wants to have an afro, like, what's her name? Kardashian. Jenner.
Kendall.
Jenner.
Mm-hmm.
Then why is that such a big deal? And that was a big deal. I was like, I mean, that was
such a stupid remark.
It was everywhere.
I think if your hair does that, though, why wouldn't you be able to? Because there are people who have curly
hair that would become
an afro.
She was wearing a wig.
Oh, well, there you go.
I don't know. It just seems like we get so stuck in these little things.
That don't matter?
They don't matter.
They don't matter. And I think that's just
And I hate even talking about it because I don't care. And I'm just like, I'm asking. Like, it seems like this is, if 1 + 1 = 2, then 2 - 1 = 1. But it doesn't always work that way. And I don't understand why.
I'm
just asking. And I'm sure the answer is like way deeper than...
I think you're more of a racist than I am.
It seems like the answer is way deeper than I probably want.
The origin of the Crown Act isn't that somebody got in trouble for hair that was merely just culturally styled or...
Well, there's
or
a lot of debate.
Uniquely styled, and the school's like, I can't have it that way.
That's why I brought it up, because at the end he said, and we need all 50 states to pass the Crown Act. And I was like... What's the Crown Act? I mean, how many people watching the Oscars knew what the Crown Act was? Do you know what the Crown Act is?
Only because I looked it up.
Oh, okay. You didn't know?
Of course not.
Do you know what the Crown Act is, Brandon?
Nope.
Okay, the Crown Act is... I wrote down right here.
It's discrimination.
Okay, prohibits discrimination based on hairstyle and hair texture.
Yeah.
Well, that works for everybody then. Then people can wear mohawks to school.
Are there people that discriminate against people because of hair texture?
Well,
hairstyle?
Do bald people get discriminated against?
Ooh.
Yeah.
They probably do, but what are you going to do? I mean, how are you going to prove that someone discriminated against you because you're bald?
Well, how are you going to prove it the other way? I mean, if you can prove it the other way.
I mean, I think, unfortunately...
My problem with it is you can kind of control what the top of your head looks like. Different hair.
Right.
I know people are, but my religion, but my culture. I mean, that's kind of a choice. You don't have a choice of your skin color, where you want to put your penis, or what your gender is. I mean, those are things you don't have control over.
But if somebody is applying for a sales job and they have a mohawk going straight up, then... Maybe they don't want to hire that guy.
Yeah, no, I know. That's why I'm agreeing with you, because that's something they could change.
Well, I mean, maybe instead of having – well, the Crown Act is fine, but maybe if people have restrictions against certain kinds of hair that they think might distract, then you can just make it – your hair has to be an inch long.
Well, it seems to me if a state adopts the Crown Act, then I can – anybody can wear their hair any fucking way they want, and nobody can say shit.
It sounds like some people really feel like they can discriminate against minorities because of their hair. Like they could say – it. We don't like the way your hair looks, so you can't be part of our company.
But aren't they discriminating
against my hair, do you?
Aren't they discriminating against them because they're black?
No, I know, but they're using the hair as the cover.
As the reason.
Okay, and what's the point? Explain the example.
I'm not agreeing with
that. I'm just asking for the example because I don't understand.
Well, I'm just saying they could use that as a reason to not hire a black person because they that hairstyle is not acceptable for this sales job because it's an
what's
afro,
the hairstyle?
Whatever it is.
Like the guy from The Roots.
Yeah, you got a big afro, or you have corn rolls, or your hair's too long.
But
I'm just saying
that. I'm not sure a guy with a gigantic afro that isn't distracting if he's in sales.
No. I understand that, but I'm saying their point is saying that you can use that as the cover for not hiring a black person.
Hence why they need the crown.
It's just say you're a racist and you don't want black people working. You'd say, well, no, it's not because they're black. It's because that hairstyle's not
conducive. Yeah, but that guy could get a haircut. He could get a haircut. No, I know. And go, okay, I'm good.
That's what that was my point. You can change your hairstyle.
Right.
Yeah, I don't.
This is actually a pretty dope haircut for a white person.
Well, it's a haircut.
It turns out the Crown Act is not really doing as well as this guy would.
Well, it's not really. I mean, that's not a thing I think we want government doing.
Well, he wants it. He wants all 50 states.
But he doesn't
to do
get
it.
Everything he wants, but he except
doesn't.
For an Oscar.
He doesn't.
I want mullets to be then. Can we abolish all mullets or?
No, we should. That's cultural.
Go back in time and do that.
It's a haircut.
How do you hate Canadians so much?
did you guys see Mark Ruffalo, who mentioned that four of the five nominees for documentary director?
I did
were
see
female,
that. But you know what?
And a woman won.
I just turned the sound down because I just like looking at him. I know he was going to say something.
He didn't preach about
whatever.
Water.
No,
he didn't talk about water. No,
it's documentaries.
I wonder if he figured out that in his town, if you don't pay your water bill, they cut your water off. In the town he lives in,
you mean Hollywood?
No, it was a town outside of Hollywood.
He's never home. He's too busy lecturing everyone else.
Probably
in their city.
So anyway, on the female director thing, just to put a wrap on it, if that's possible, because nobody wants a wrap on it. I don't think people want it to end, but there were 7,000 people that vote, and most of them have won an Oscar or been nominated for an Oscar. There's also people who are somehow, they're involved with movies. Maybe they're a director. They've directed a bunch of movies, or people are aware of them. It's not easy to become an Oscar voter, but they're all movie people. Hmm. So
are you getting to Leslie Jones?
We can throw her into the pile.
She only voted for one person, the black woman, who great actress, by the way. She's in the lady from The Outsider, because I know, Trudy, you're watching The Outsider.
Yeah.
But she played Harriet
Tubman.
Holly
Gibney, uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Cynthia something, I thought. Isn't that her name?
Yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
Cynthia Erivo?
Yeah, that's the only person Leslie Jones voted for, because that was the only black person nominated, to which I said, that's kind of a... Does she want that vote?
Why did you vote for everything else?
The thing is, it just shows that you don't really...
Pandering vote.
It's... In other words, you're only wanting to vote for one person.
She only got that one vote because she's black, which she's a good actress. If you like the way she acts...
She's really good in The Outsider.
She's phenomenal.
She was on Howard Stern 2 weeks ago. Did you hear her, Brandon?
I did not.
She wasn't my favorite guest, not because...
Oh, Leslie? You mean?
Yeah, Leslie Jones.
Okay, Leslie Jones. I heard portions of it.
Yeah, she wasn't my favorite guest because I just didn't find her that fascinating, and I'm not a big fan. I don't dislike her. I just don't... not crazy about her. I know she was on SNL, and she did a lot of stuff, and she shows up...
Ghostbusters.
She's... No. Ghostbusters. That came up, too. And she's angry. She's angry that it wasn't a hit.
If I had a paycheck, I don't think I'd be bummed about it at all. But
no, she was bummed, and she wishes that she was Leslie Jones of 2020. She says Leslie Jones in 2020 would have fought back. And how do you fight back against people that don't want to see a movie? Except that she says they didn't see the movie because they're sexists. that it was a good movie, and that
it wasn't terrible.
People just wouldn't go because they didn't, or they were led to believe that women Ghostbusters wasn't going to be as interesting as Dan Aykroyd and Bill Murray. And
I'll tell you exactly what happened here. So the Ghostbusters sequel, that had been in rumors for a long, long time. And these nerds, these Ghostbuster nerds, really wanted to see Peter Venkman, and they wanted to see Ray. They wanted to see Winston come back.
Right.
So when there was finally rumblings, hey, the movie's being made, all these dorks, they got their hopes all high. And then when they found out that, hey, this is not a sequel, it's actually a reboot, and we're going to do it with, you know, all women, all these, we're going to get four funny women that are really big on SNL, and, you know, we're going to throw cameos from the original guys, too. Immediately, people were just pissed off about it because they wanted their sequel. And then, people forget this. The very first trailer came out, and it looked terrible.
Yeah,
in
terrible.
Fact, the guy I went to Specs Howard with, he actually recut it, and that went viral because he did a better job than the movie producers did with the trailer.
Well, Leslie Jones says that we should have liked it, but we didn't let ourselves like it because of our sexism.
Did you see it?
I didn't.
I liked
it.
I thought it was okay.
It wasn't
terrible. It wasn't my favorite movie. I liked the originals better, but I thought it was a decent flick.
You went to the movie theater?
It's funny.
No, I rented it.
Yeah. Really? Why?
I rented it because it was Ghostbusters. People were talking about it. I wanted to see.
Are you glad you rented it?
Yeah.
I'm glad I saw it. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You really got off on it?
In fact, I'm not sure. Cause, like,
did
now
you see it, Trudy?
Yeah, I saw.
And
did
now
you
we
like
have
it?
A straight sequel coming
okay.
soon.
You did?
Yeah.
How come three people love this movie and I don't even get...
No, love, not love.
Because you're sexist.
Not love.
Are you pretending you liked it?
Because
it was...
Leslie
are you
Jones?
Trying to be evolved and like it?
Like and love. I mean...
Well, little did these Ghostbuster nerds...
Horrible.
I'm pretty much... You know what? No. I'm pretty much on a level where I either really like a movie or it's like a waste of my time. But it wasn't a waste of your time. You're glad you spent the... How long was it?
An hour and a half.
So it was 90 minutes well spent.
I might have watched it twice.
It was fine, yeah.
It was fine.
You watched it twice?
I watched it twice because I was bored. I was bored.
But you loved it then.
Well, it was the only thing on.
But one of the things that Leslie Jones is furious about now, Drew, is the fact that they're making a sequel to the original, too. And
which looks terrible again,
it
by
looks,
the way.
Well,
it's totally different. It doesn't look like a comedy.
With male Ghostbusters or female Ghostbusters
Aykroyd
only?
And Murray?
With kids.
And Sigourney
with Venkman. It's got the original cast and they're playing themselves. It's about Egon's daughter and Egon's grandkids.
I don't give a shit about it. I don't think I want to see it.
But Leslie Jones is pissed off. They didn't make a sequel of hers. They made a sequel of the originals, which is what everybody wanted to begin with.
Just take your paycheck and go move on.
This is my problem with
people are so angry.
I'm so tired of Hollywood. And I used to remember a lot of times people older than me, like my dad or somebody like that, or not even that old, would say, oh, Hollywood! I hate Hollywood. And I was wondering, why do they hate Hollywood so much? And the fact is, it's just so self-important. And, you know, we know what's best. And we all think exactly the same, except for a few people who are crazy like James Woods. You know, I mean, seriously, how many people on the right in Hollywood are there? Not many.
Voight.
And I can't think of many that are well thought of either. John Voight, he's crazy, too. So, the thing on
Heston.
The female directors, it's like there's 7,000 people voting and you're all part of this and you all are bitching saying, damn it, something's got to be done. But you're the ones voting. So I think they should either, there's a number of things they should do. They added 1,000 voters who are either women, people of color, or foreign language. I'm not sure what that means exactly.
That's white of them.
Yes. So they are trying to, you know, stack the deck more or make the deck more even. And honestly, they're not even close because the Oscars still has 68% male voters, but they have 16% African-American voters. So women are still on the short end of the voting, but then the men should be yelling at each other. But I noticed that every time this came up that directors are women and no vagina in the directors category. And you see everyone clapping. I see the guys clapping. I see the girls clapping. But if you're all clapping, then you didn't. Who didn't vote for these people that should have won?
Well, it's like,
and why do we have to hear it? We don't vote.
It's like women don't go to WNBA games, too.
They don't.
I guess that's the same argument.
I think the people clapping didn't vote for him. They're just trying to cover their ass.
Right.
But they clap really loud. Exactly. I mean, it clap came
louder. The louder they clap, the more
again.
They didn't vote for them.
So, but that's a really small society that votes, and it's them. It's them. So they should have a meeting before the Oscars where they all yell at each other. Or you know what else you could do? You know, in baseball.
Tape the show and then edit it down to about an hour.
Well, yeah, if they like took the cinematography and sound thing. Editing and all those stupid awards out, yeah, they can make it a great show. Yeah,
short cartoon.
But I'm just really.
Costumes.
I'm just so taken aback by the fact that this is some larger issue that they want us to be all involved in. It's like, no, it's you. It's your little world. And, you know, when they vote for the Hall of Fame or the MVP or whatever, and one guy has a really dumb vote and it causes somebody to lose, well, they'll usually point him out. Mm-hmm. And they'll go, it's that asshole. So why don't they tell us?
We still don't know who the guy who didn't vote for Jeter is.
Yeah. We'll find out. We'll
no,
know
he did it anonymously. Yeah. But we'll never know.
He did what anonymously?
His vote.
He won't reveal his ballot.
He won't reveal.
Whoever did it.
They're not allowed to reveal it.
Oh, it'll get out, though.
Hasn't yet.
Somebody else will tell us.
He'll brag about it.
Hasn't yet.
No, I think somebody who's angry will get to the bottom of it.
You know what?
Well, we don't know.
You know what?
But why don't they
problem?
Tell us? Well, you know, this guy. Look, Ben Affleck never votes for a female director. Why don't they go through these people's past and say, "Hey, these are the people." Instead of telling the 23 million watching every year over and over and over about it and cry about it, and we have articles about it and stories about it and TV stories about it, and it's like there's 7,000 people responsible for this. A very small group, and you've all been nominated or won awards, and it's you.
Don't most people
so stop
see
telling us.
Don't most people see that and just roll their eyes anyway.
I guess, but maybe they should
do. Yeah, but why should they have to roll their eyes? Meanwhile, they lost 6 million people from last year. Do you think maybe that making people roll their eyes every 10 minutes when they watch a show would make them not watch it the next time? Possibly?
Why don't they do what they're best at and make a movie about why that is?
That'd be a great documentary. I would watch that.
Yeah.
I would. And I wish, honestly, that they would take individual voters and show us who
they
is
are.
Screwing the people and take their vote away. Or add enough women so women have 51% of the vote, and then it's their fucking fault.
Okay. Done.
Because when they said they were stacking the deck, I thought they were doing more. They just made it a little less bad. But
instead of the in memoriam thing, they should float the people who didn't vote for.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Shame them
through the air.
All right, Brandon, it's time for breaking news. I waited over 2 hours to break this news.
Oh,
it's huge news.
Well, huge. Hey, this right here is some breaking news from the Red Shovel Network and shit.
Okay. This is it. Hot off the press. Not so hot off the press, really. The Ann Arbor police chief has been placed on administrative leave.
Saw that.
Mike Cox?
Yep.
Yes, Mike Cox.
Yep.
Pending resolution of a personnel matter.
Ooh, what?
Personnel or personal?
Personnel. They're taking 2 weeks to investigate this. And the problem is, according to Ali Ramlawi, and a couple other people who are city council people, is that they're very angry because no one will tell them what this is about. He said, we're in the dark right now. Why can't we know what this issue is in case they do something that would affect this issue? They feel that they should know. And also, apparently this sort of thing is usually much more transparent. So what's the big secret?
That is weird reading the story and not knowing what it was about.
What
could it be?
What do you think?
What is
You shouldn't have any secrets from me.
Well, the story that I read had all these, I mean, hundreds of comments. I start going through the comments and I'm like, okay, here's a Michigan person. Here's a Michigan State person. Here's a Michigan person. Here's a Michigan State person.
Oh, it's that? That's what it is?
I don't know. I don't know. That's what people were assuming. I guess that's what I thought when I'm like, the Ann Arbor police chief is on administrative leave. Does this have something to do with Xavier Simpson?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's
I didn't know. I mean, and the reason I think people were speculating is because they weren't saying what it was. And what else has gone on there that's of any interest as far as the police go? I don't know. And the story is it's starting to get a little more air to it. And oh my God, the comments are so funny because it's like, It reminds me of Trump, except we're talking about Michigan, Michigan State. Uh-huh. Because Michigan That's State right. people, you know, who have been piled on for Larry Nassar and for, you know, a number of things the last 5 years.
Michigan!
All of a sudden, there's some shit going on in Ann Arbor, and you're acting like it isn't anything.
It is not equivalent shit, even if it's what you guys described.
It's not Larry Nassar.
No, it's not that big.
But it's funny, the people, well, I don't know where they're from. I don't know what they do. But there's a lot of people who are like, hey, you didn't smell any alcohol in his breath, so what was he supposed to do? They're allowed to decide what they do, and he didn't charge him with anything.
Great police work.
And then you mentioned this. I don't know if we got on the show with this yesterday. You said that Xavier Simpson was suspended one game for violating curfew.
Yeah, that was the official violation. Yeah, not for the speeding ticket.
Apparently, there's no suspension for leaving the scene of an accident or for lying to the police.
Wasn't charged with any of that.
Crashing the athletic director's car.
Wasn't charged
at 3 o'clock in the morning.
No,
he wasn't charged because
he's got a ticket.
The Ann Arbor police gave him a break. That's a pretty big break.
Stop demeaning cops. They do a great job in that city.
Plus, he stumbled. They said when he walked back to the car, he stumbled.
Execute the guy.
He stumbled getting in there. I'm not trying to execute him.
What do you want?
It's kind of interesting. If this happened in Michigan State, tell me you wouldn't be saying the same fucking thing. So knock it off.
Some idiots would, yeah.
I'm not picking on them.
We did get somebody who dialed into 209-66 Boner. They left a text message that said, I was driving Wednesday night. I was not in any accidents. The driving was fine, as I recall. It wasn't slippery at all.
Was it last Wednesday? It was like back in January.
I don't know. Why are you questioning what Wednesday this guy's talking about?
Yeah. Was it 3 a.m.?
We asked.
Why is that fact? We don't know anything about that.
Night, so I assume
he's
this
saying he's
smart listener
talking about the same night.
To give us the information. Yeah, I don't know. You're straining to do some explaining.
No, I like facts.
Yeah, we have facts. He left the scene of the accident. He also was not with the athletic director's son. He was driving alone.
I trust the detective work.
Well, that's what the detective worked. Xavier Simpson said he was driving alone. And he also said that...
he was disoriented because he wrapped his car around a pole.
Oh, that can happen.
Also, he said a number of athletes drive the car.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh. The athletic director's car.
No.
Really?
No. The team manager's car.
The athletic director's wife's car.
The team manager's car.
No, it's not his car. And he wasn't in the car. In fact, they had to reach him to find out where the mother was who owns the car.
Mm-hmm.
And anyway, this was all kept very quiet. It was a violation of team rules. He was suspended for one game. And it was for the curfew violation. And Juwan Howard said he was asked about it. And he just said it was being handled in-house. And that he, after talking to Ward Manuel, we, of course, didn't know Ward Manuel owned the car. And Ward Manuel agreed to unsuspend him for the next game, which was, I think it was Iowa?
Nebraska, wasn't it?
Yeah, it wasn't. Nebraska was a game he was suspended for, and then he played two games before the Michigan State. The Michigan State game was not the next game. I thought it was.
Well, they had Rutgers. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, yeah, a lot of people
poor
care.
Poor kid under attack.
I know.
A minor car accident.
Think about those poor Spartan kids.
Everyone wants to attack them.
So,
Which ones? The ones that assaulted people?
No, the ones
the those poor victims that were assaulted by members of the football team?
No. We're not talking about those kids. There's all kinds of kids who get in trouble, and they get a little home cooking from the college town, and people don't think that's fair.
This isn't the college police.
I wish I was good at basketball when I was getting all my MIPs in Emily City.
Amen.
He wasn't drinking and driving, though, Xavier Simpson.
I wasn't drinking and driving either.
Why'd you get an MIP then?
Are you saying those police are crooked, too? Jeez, you guys are attacking police.
You didn't hear what the police said. They said, why didn't he get a breath test after stumbling when he walked to the car and stumbling when he got in the car, which apparently is in the police report?
Are you telling me you can't stumble from being disoriented in a car accident?
Yeah, it was maybe.
But he had left the scene of the accident. He had left the athletic director's car at the scene of the accident, and
disoriented.
Then after he was gone for a while, he realized, "Oh shit, that's the athletic director's car. I got to go do something." I don't know what he. Why did he go back? I wonder.
I think he was disoriented from being in this vicious accident really late at night, 3 a.m.
That's a good excuse. That's the only excuse we'd accept.
You're assuming.
He said he wasn't disoriented and he wasn't drunk, but he was stumbling around, and so they.
Well, you sometimes don't know.
The Ann Arbor police were asked why they didn't give him a breath test, and apparently one of the answers was that we didn't know who was driving the car. So, but why didn't you ask him?
Well, they said they did not immediately establish that.
The great sleuth.
I think we're going to hear more about this story. But Ward Manuel was not in the car.
What kind of car was it, by the way?
I don't know. Trudy, I can't get a picture of the car.
What was it?
They didn't tell us how much damage there was.
Oh, that mystery.
Pretty weird. Pretty strange.
That poor kid,
pretty quiet.
Kid's under attack.
Yeah, poor kid. He was supposed to...
No suspicious odor yet. Everyone thinks he was drunk.
Well, he was gone for an hour eating peanut butter.
Oh, well, you know.
And Juwan Howard said that he reviewed it as an educational opportunity. But is that an educational opportunity when you lie to the police, when you leave the scene of an accident?
How do you know? You're assuming he lied. You don't know he lied.
Yes, he did. He said his name was Jeff Jackson Simpson. His name was Xavier Simpson.
No.
This is a stain on the cult. This is a big stain on the cult.
We're fine. We're fine.
And I hope so.
Keep attacking that poor kid.
This is painful because when Ohio State beats Michigan in football, people say, yeah, but we don't have any stains on the cult. We are wonderful people, and we do everything right, and now we have a little bit of a mess.
It's a basketball player, though.
Mm-hmm. Are you part of the cult? Are you in a trance right now?
The cult does not discriminate against anyone wearing a Michigan jersey. I am concerned for the cult, only because this doesn't happen in the cult.
I'm concerned for those
kids. Are you trying to deprogram them?
Those unpaid.
You're in the cult, bro!
Unpaid labor kids, man.
I'm concerned that...
Maybe he was going to a second job.
Yeah, well...
I'm concerned that that he did not learn anything from this because he made some terrible mistakes and he wasn't punished for any of them.
He had to sit out the Nebraska
game. That was for the curfew violation.
Student athlete.
So now he knows to be in...
He knows
nothing good happens after midnight.
He can crash the athletic director's car, leave it at the scene.
It was an accident.
Then he can go back and give a fake name and there will be no punishment.
Well,
so that, my friend,
head injuries are a serious problem.
They really are.
He played 4 days later? I don't think he had a head injury.
It's over his head injury, by the way.
He was in the concussion
protocol. Well, how would we know if he had a head injury? We haven't even seen the car. What does the car look like?
The concussion.
If I could see a picture of the car, I might agree with you.
I have a question, though. Like, when he walked back up on the accident scene, was he just like, hey, what's going on here?
Hey, what happened here?
I would love to hear a tape of this conversation.
Well, isn't there a body cam?
Just walks out of the dark.
Yes, there's a body. Of course there's a body cam.
Well, maybe we'll see how disoriented he is.
But
accident.
Does anybody want to venture a guess? Is the Ann Arbor police chief on administrative leave because of this?
Oh, yeah. I'll take that bet.
I kind of think so. I don't know what else is going on. Because they didn't mention anything, and they said only that they're in the dark and that they're not revealing.
Is that a personnel issue, though?
Well, I don't know. Is it a personnel issue?
Aside from all the joking about, I do feel like the wheels of that stuff moves a lot slower than this. Like, would they suspend it, or would he be on leave this quick?
I just don't know.
Because there's enough questions. Would he be on leave?
Why wouldn't
from an incident that happened 3 weeks ago or 2 weeks ago?
Well, probably because Drew is provoking the matter.
There's nothing more important than the reputation of a Michigan athlete.
I know.
There's nothing in Ann Arbor more important than that. So what could it be? What could be so quiet? Why would they have a problem in the police department?
Spend some time in the town.
Oh, I just started getting a clue.
Spend some time in the town. They think there's a lot bigger problems than that.
Which I've got a raging clue right now.
Which aren't problems.
It is funny as hell, though, to read the comments. I mean, it's comical to read the comments because you'll go from one comment that says, but he didn't do anything wrong.
Michigan!
And it's the officer's discretion. Then the next comment will be, he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this, he did this. And I mean, people seem to know more about this thing than is even in the police report.
Just like every story.
What you looking for, Mark?
I just wanted to see the where he got in the accident.
The scene of it?
Yeah, Forest and Hill.
I swear to God, manipulate
the satellite days ago?
That's a pretty tricky intersection because it's not an exact like perpendicular intersection. It's a little off.
Wow. I can't stop!
Icy roads, 3 a.m.
Too bad. Too bad he wasn't an athletic guy behind the wheel who could steer the car properly.
Oh, my God. We're burning alive! Then
again,
I can't feel
feel my legs.
He's not. We know he's not.
It was 3 o'clock in the morning, and he wasn't drinking, so maybe he was just so exhausted.
Well, we know he's not a good driver because he's had other moving violations.
Going 100 miles an hour. Going 105 miles an hour.
You could just argue all night. Maybe Brandon could fade you out.
Just feel bad for the kid, man.
Your wife's car is totaled.
Brandon, are you? You don't seem very upset about this.
Nah, either way, I don't have no dog in this fight. I like watching you two guys go on it.
Well, that's even better.
You should have a dog in the fight, Brandon.
Well, no, he's unbiased.
It sure is a mystery.
It is a mystery. Actually, it's not much of a mystery.
Trying to take down, like, the poor kid.
No, no, I just, I wanted to learn something.
Nice victim blaming.
You wanted to learn.
Don't learn anything.
You're in the cult, bro.
You don't learn anything for being punished for a curfew violation.
Keep victim blaming.
And it would seem that the lying to the police and crashing the athletic director's car and leaving it at the scene are less important than missing curfew. And that would confuse
me
if I were his
age. Yeah. All they know, they're going by the honest report from the Ann Arbor police that said,
I
yeah,
can give you a pamphlet for a cult.
Maybe we should see
a speeding ticket.
You know what? I think we should see the body cam conversation, and that'll settle it.
Sure.
So yeah. Let's get that. Let's file a Freedom of Intruder, Freedom of Information Act, Ann Arbor police body cam.
That's way too much work.
Okay.
That's more work than that guy wanted us to do for his lawsuit against the NFL earlier.
Body cam, got it.
Okay. All right, Brandon wants to get out of here.
You're trying to get out of the police chief, too?
I didn't do anything. He's the one placed on administrative leave.
Connecting all these weird dots.
No, I'm not connecting anything. I'm just saying he left the scene of an accident and apparently was stumbling around and
a victim.
Lied and said he was Jeff Jackson Simpson. This is the kind of thing that's
disoriented.
This is embarrassing. Very embarrassing for the cult. And I hope
we'll
it's
be
not,
fine.
I hope there's nothing worse. I hope there's nothing new that we find out. I hope the police chief is not on administrative leave over this. I hope it's something else.
It sounds like it.
Breaking news?
Is there new breaking news?
Sort of. Louis Anderson on Wednesday.
Oh, that
Yay.
Breaking news.
Yeah.
Now that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And Stan, too. Possibly Stan.
Nah, no, that's
never
going
to
happen.
Yeah.
Oh, Monday. That's right. It's Monday.
Monday.
Stan is. Let's put Stan on the schedule. Trudy, it's your job.
He's on
job.
The schedule every day.
If we don't call Stan Monday, Trudy.
on Family Day.
You're in big trouble.
It's Family Day.
Family Day in Canada.
All right. Those of you who like us, you should. Oh, God. I got a great email today. somebody was very angry about my stand that I don't want to call people doctors if they don't write prescriptions. I'll save it for tomorrow. I responded. I thought he was kind of kidding. And then I realized when he re-responded that he wasn't kidding at all.
Did you get in trouble?
Yeah, I'm in trouble. I'm in trouble with him. I thought it was an understood bit. But apparently a lot of people aren't calling people doctors anymore. All right. Like us on Facebook and rate us on Facebook. You can rate us on iTunes. We have a donation bar. We have an Amazon portal. A little bit of everything. It's all for us, too, which is what counts.
Yeah.
See you tomorrow.
Jesus is my doctor, and he writes out all my scriptures.
Not my favorite part of the medical profession. My favorite part is attending executions.